Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to RS Season 3, Episode 10.
Lots and lots of toys. Fast toys, stupid toys, blingy toys, ringy toys, nostalgic toys, douchebag toys. All kinds of toys. You can have them all in one DVD. Watch them for hours.
What would that entail exactly? Like, would it just be like still pictures or like a tour of Toy Fair?
That's pretty much what the tour of Toy Fair is lots and lots of toys.
Okay. Works for me. That was probably the most impressive title yet. Most impressive intro yet.
It was very, very impressive.
Nothing that Dawson does is impressive usually, so this is why this is astonishing.
Yep. Okay, so, one-ups, times.
Onesies! Yay, nope. Onesies!
Took Dusta.
Oh man, I have to watch that later now.
So anyway,
shit's
last Wednesday, I got my GoBuster Beat and Stag Beetle, along with a LBX Triton, or as Dawson calls it, Evil Metabots.
I hate you, Brian. I hate you, and I hope. Bad
I built him, and he's awesome, and everyone should watch Dan Ball Slinky, because it's fantastic. But
it's about evil Metabots?
Exactly. And then, the day after that, it was like, oh crap, here's your Mandarake box that I completely forgot I ordered. And that, that had Agito Flame and Storm Kiwamis, because it was only 2,000 for the set, which is really good.
And dollars, actually?
That Reveltech Bumblebee that I didn't really want, but I had to get because it's Bumblebee. And then that day, I also found Hyper Alien Ripjaws, and it was like some sort of miracle.
Like, they actually.
He wasn't in Target's computers.
That's probably the only one in existence.
They're like, not found. I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, look, you have two forearms in the back. I can go grab one of those. He'll scan up. And they're like, now we have to find out the price. I'm like, God damn it, I hate this place.
And then he just threw Ripjaws at the lady and ran with it. So that was bad.
And so eventually, after about 20 minutes, here Kevin tried to call me while I was in Target dead zone.
How dare you?
And I'm like,
is that what happened?
Yeah, you tried to call me and I was like not getting signal at all in Target. And so I got toward the front and I got my signal back. And I was like, oh, I'll call when I get out. And that's like, item not found. I'm like, son of a bitch. And so I was in there for like 20 fucking minutes trying to get the friggin' price of goddamn Ripjaws.
Then I called you back. I was upset at this point. I'm like, why isn't he calling me?
Thankfully, I got him for a couple bucks cheaper.
Do you hate me? He's blocking me. Didn't hear from you.
So it was worth it in the end, but it was a huge hassle. And then, what day was it? The 14th, couple days after that. Went to Toys R Us and they had, oh, turtle figures. I'm like, okay, so I got the four turtles in April. And I couldn't get the other four because I went there today and only had three out of the four. And then I couldn't use my coupon, so I was like, well, fuck you. And I just left with nothing. And Kat gave me a Scraggy keychain, and it's the coolest thing ever.
Except for all things cooler than it.
Except for all things cooler. But there's not much cooler than it. Anyway, that's all. I was in Frankenmuth for a family reunion. That was hectic. We had like this entire wing of the hotel, I swear to God.
Where can I get
there for a family vacation? It was the weekend.
Where can I get a stuffed Shuki? I saw you got one in the machine. Kevin said that you got three of them. I think you get
what?
It. Never mind. It's like, look what I scored at the arcade or whatever. It's like a picture of you and two stuffed animals. So I was making a bit about you being one of the stuffed animals because they were.
Yeah, I remember.
Because Kevin said something like, oh, they're all three the same size.
They were. They were like, they looked like they were as big as Brian.
I know. So I was a bit. No one got it. No, I'm upset. Anyway, I guess it's my turn.
Yep.
You're a whore.
I feel like I got some in the mail, but I didn't. I probably already said that I got my Okie
box.
Oh, yeah, because I fucking broke out of Chico. forgot about that.
I love how that was right after I said herpes.
Oh, yeah, I broke her with herpes. I did find the Omnitrix challenge. I don't know what kind of challenge it is, but challenge accepted. And it's kind of shitty because I knew I was just pretty much getting it for the review, and I was looking at it in the box, and I'm like, oh, I guess this is a kind of a decent-looking display piece. And then when I was looking at it again later, I realized that the Omnitrix is supposed to be white and green, and this one's like still silver and green. I think they forgot that they changed the colors of it this year. So I was upset, and it's got little minifigures, and I don't know. It's really stupid. Like, I thought it was one of those things like that last Ultimatrix where, like, you fling the figures at each other like they're Beyblades or something. But all it does is they flip out of the Omnitrix, but what you do is you compare stats of the figures that you find on the back of the box and see who wins. It's like those Metabots figures, but not as cool. And like, that was clever because you could like mix and match them. Anyway, I was very upset, but at least I got that review. And I got American Reunion because that was a funny movie. I'm still waiting on my Ami Ami box, which is supposed to be EMS, but it's not. Because I was too excited. Oops.
I'll have figures fast. Damn it.
That's pretty much what happened. Oh, and I did have to pay for today my beaten Stagbuster vehicles EMS because I forgot to go combine them after Brian got them for me, and I got a pass notice.
I forgot to tell you to combine them because I realized it after.
It's my fault for almost never checking my emails anymore. Because my mom asked me today, she said, hey, have you gotten a Morphicon confirmation thing? I'm like, oh, shit, I never check my emails.
I got one.
Yeah, I got one, too, after I checked it. But then it's like, past due. I'm like, what the fuck? What did I order? I'm like, oh, yeah. So I could have probably paid for it when they told me to and had it by now. Whatever. Just a series of my shenanigans of having duplicates and stuff too early. And, oh, Lord. That's about it.
I apparently am the only person here without a beaten stag thing on the way here, because apparently I didn't get the memo that it was the cool thing to do was to get him early.
Mine was an accident, though. They came too early.
Yeah, you have that problem a lot, don't you?
Yes.
But, in any case, what happened to me? So, I need to buy toys. I have to go buy toys. I don't even think I own toys at this moment. I mean, besides the ones that I already had. I don't have new toys. I have been playing video games, though. I'm trying to beat like a billion different games at once because I am really behind.
I realized today that my let's beat video games over the summer thing like died. I just started watching TV a lot.
Yeah, well, I had that same thing, and then I realized, oh, shit, I haven't been doing that.
I think we watched Avatar. That happened.
I watched like, 8 different shows over the summer, except did not do anything else. I'm like, oh, shit, so...
Cool.
That's just what happens, but...
Yep. Yeah. Did I do anything else?
I don't think so.
We talked about that last week, when I got the... those vinyls. No, I don't think we did anything else. We didn't have shopping. We didn't have anything. What do we do with our lives, Brian?
Not shopping, apparently.
I was at a family reunion. So.
Yeah, you were at a family weekend getaway because it's the weekend. We get it. Yeah, no, I think that's it. I had another tournament over the weekend. And the division was me, my dad, and my sister, and I lost.
To Rizzler? On the grid?
Because,
gotcha.
Well, what happened...
Got you down? Sorry.
No, what happened was... I don't know, in my forms competition, I completely forgot what I was doing part of the way through.
Storm form, we told you!
I know, I was confused. And then, when we were sparring... I had to go against my dad, and I'm like, well, I'm going to go easy on him at first, be whatever, because he's older, a lot older than me. I'm like, I don't want to hurt him. So I was like, let me go easy. Well, I did that. And then, what happened? Oh, so I did that. And then they started, like, being stupid. Like, he didn't even come close to hitting me. I blatantly hit him upside the head, and they were like, oh, 2 points. I'm like, for him. I'm like, what?
His head hit your foot.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't think it works that way. Okay.
It was a headbutt. I swear it.
So I ended up losing, and then I'm like, God damn it. And then my sister beat him. I'm like, oh, thanks for making me look like a jackass. But yeah. So that was not fun. Normally we say that was fun. That was not fun. That was not fun, y'all. But oh well. So yeah. But I, oh, you know what I learned how to do? Expelliarmus!
Donk.
Things Jedimon says when he thinks no one's around.
Okay. So is that
Ryan's
all?
Gay.
That all?
Yeah. I mean, you're gay, but other than that, that's everything. We accept your lifestyle choices, Brian.
Okay.
I mean, if you're someone that believes it's a lifestyle choice and not that Brian was born that way.
Have you heard that song, Born This Way? Is that Katy Perry or Lady Gaga? Lady Gaga?
That's Lady Gaga. I heard that song performed this way, but that was Weird Al Yankovic.
Ah.
Okay.
And it was funny.
Now it's time for What's News, right?
Yeah. Okay, so first up we have...
oh, no, because...
Tarminus with his next artificial intelligence of the Wii U, what we know so far.
But he's that Scottish guy, huh?
So, yeah. So if you're completely in the dark on what the Wii U is, first of all, crawl out from under your rock and then read this.
Greg neck. Greg. So.
But I like it rock. Off this rock.
Rock.
Asshole.
Rock. So...
Rot. Rot.
And then after that, we have a batch of 4 new anime reviews, courtesy of John, for Sword Art Online.
Watching every anime ever, yeah.
Tari Tari Campione, maybe? We'll go with that. And So I Can't Play H. That sounds dirty for some reason. Oh, it's an ecchi, of course, so it is
the real what?
Anyway, I am interested in Sword Art Online mostly because of LOL Excel World and LOL.hack, so I kind of
why are we laughing at these?
Compelled Sorry. To watch this, so I'll probably check that one out. I probably won't check out the other ones just because I watch enough crap as it is. But I am interested in that one. So then we have Sengle Boys Go Busters Mission 13 and 14 review. The two-part with Tuberoid.
Tuberoido. Tuberoido.
Fuck yeah. And then lastly, we have some random people doing a RR&R of Kamen Rider Blade.
Oh.
I hope those guys are fags.
They're always late.
They don't got anything on us, man. I mean... That one, the little, the fat kid with the glasses, he's obnoxious.
I think the best one's the guy that looks like a flower, and he's always trying to be serious. I don't know what he looks like in real life. He's just a flower.
I seriously loved Kiefer's description of Aerosol.
It
comment.
Was accurate.
I'm sorry.
Do-do-do-do-do.
And if you hear things that sound like Harry Potter, I'm definitely not playing Lego Harry Potter.
Okay.
Probably Brian.
And I'm definitely not playing Pokemon Conquest because my 3DS is probably A, dead, and B, still in my bag behind me, and I'm too lazy to get it. So.
And you're gay.
Just saying. Oh. Anyway, so I'm from the news to the nudes.
Nudes! I'm nudes.
We got a whole bunch of random crap, so we're gonna... discuss some news articles here, and then we'll just have a big Comic-Con news blitz or whatever I called it.
Blitzel.
News Blitzel.
Blitzel's a fag.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. It's that, it was that kid's dad's, like, strong Pokemon or something. Like, Patrat and Blitzel.
Yeah.
Remember? Do you remember when we met that summer? New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. No one knows this song. Why do I feel like a retard all of a sudden?
Our first news is the SH Figuarts line ending soon? No.
Didn't we do this?
It's a stupid thing to say. It came out the day we recorded. I don't know if we talked about this or not. Did we?
No, I did it in our personal discussions because you were like, it doesn't say anything. It just says how they're using new joints. Yeah. Fuck, we talk too much.
But that's what I know. Is. It's they're just saying like, hey, sup, we got all these cool joints and we can make accurate human figures now and not suck. It'll be cool, I swear. So I don't think the figurettes are going anywhere. Cause specifically because the article says like, this will help us bring a more robust design for our Chogokin and Figuarts and Mythcloth and D-Arts and all that fun stuff. So yeah, you can go stare at the naked figure.
Yes, naked figure.
Oh, I will stare at a naked figure, don't worry.
They should sell the naked figure. You can sculpt it into SH Figuarts non-specific action figure.
Oh, I want to do that. I want a non-specific action figure art.
Alright, so we'll be talking about the entirety of Comic-Con later, but in Figuarts news, Bluefin was like, sup, we're going to show off a bunch of Dragon Ball Z Figuarts here because everyone loves Dragon Ball Z in America. Americans. And
whoop, whoop.
So they showed off a whole five figures.
I was making up a number, bro. I didn't even know that's correct.
No, that was right-ish. So, we have Krillin, which
with them Whistler tips.
Really
chilling like a Krillin.
Weird because of the whole... He's got, like, this big poofy shirt chest or something. I don't know. They're all in the prototype stages, so none of them look really all that great except Frieza, which was there also.
18 looks pretty good.
18 looked pretty good.
I'm watching your mate with her.
Was there with no armor. He just had his little underwear on. And
no shirt. Hit a derp face.
Derp face.
It's over 9,000!
There was... To go along with Nappa, there was Saiyan Saga Vegeta, complete with Crushed Scouter hand. Because everyone takes It's Over 9,000 so seriously that he needs to have a Crushed Scouter hand. Because LOL memes.
King Lord.
And then normal mode, is that right? I guess so. Goku was there.
Normal mode.
But he's not really a new figure because he was at a couple Japanese shows. So
I think we've known about him for like 2 years. He's one of those guys.
Really new, but so I mean, most everyone except Krillin looks okay. Nappa's dirt face is freaking me out. But I mean, outside of that, like I'm glad to have more because, I mean, before the whole Vegeta and Super Saiyan 3 Goku and Trunks and we can keep this line going through America thing was going
America.
On, then I was kind of getting worried that my three figures I purchased were going to go down the drain.
I just noticed the word that's over 9,000 in this picture. Look, the first time I saw it, all I saw was Nappa. I didn't even notice Vegeta had black hair. And his Saiyan Saga armor, okay? I just saw Nappa and his shirtless.
I don't care if you're more disturbed about Nappa's face. I mean, because exactly. Brian's more disturbed by Nappa's face than the fact that he's naked.
I'm disturbed by the whole nakedness thing. And he's huge. He is huge. And that's what she said. But
well, he's like Rock Bison.
Rock Bison's not naked?
Rock Bison is big and metal.
He's definitely closed.
I mean, like, a huge thing, but
he's got nipples on his shoulders, and they're a little bit cold, but...
I love how you went to go check. Like, let me go check. Hold on.
I just looked around the corner. True facts.
But...
I like Krillin's Destructo Disc.
Yeah, that's one of the things I hope gets included.
Destructo Disc!
A lot of them were coming with some sort of effect part.
And you know what the best part is?
The only one that did.
Is if they make a Krillin, right? You put him on your display. Let's say he gets knocked over. No one will know the difference. On display is dead Krillin.
Oh, that sounded like an infomercial for Krillin.
It'll still be show accurate.
Krillin falls over. It's still show accurate. Your no need to repost with a drill. It's still show accurate.
You know, I wonder if Dragon Ball figures were as like successful in Japan as Kamen Rider ones, if we would get crazy exclusives like half a body Frieza, twice the price for half the body.
Each Frieza form.
Like, oh, I guess that's one of the benefits of it being
Toei Hironet, King Cole.
In one of the markets, to where Japan still gets them, we still get them, but we don't get, like, some crazy-ass things.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many, like, Dragon Ball characters.
Like, figure arts Chi-Chi? Yeah.
If they make a Chi-Chi before, like, any other form of Gohan, I'm going to kill someone.
I want the Chi-Chi from the Dragon Ball Evolution movie, but that's the only one.
Absolutely. I want all the figure arts to forever be from the Dragon Ball Evolution movie.
That's what should happen, because the main character kind of looks like Lunsford's long-lost brother. In a similar fashion to the way LJ Burrows from Prison Break looks like his little brother. I think that they got all, like, they could just find each other. Like, I feel like that would happen in a movie. I don't want to move on. I need to watch that shit.
He won an Emmy.
It was so good. Take me and Chuck. It was so good. We have to move on. I don't want to move on.
excuse me. And unrelated to Comic-Con, Bluefin was like, Power Ranger anniversary, Power Ranger figure arts, whoop whoop. I'm like, oh lord. But
you're going to skip those D-Arts? Okay.
So, the D-Arts. Well, the thing about the D-Arts is that, like...
Did they show any Digimon?
They show... No, it was all
Then why
Mega
are we
Man.
Talking about this? Are they talking about... They show Metabots?
It was Mega Man.
Oh. Well, it's still not Metabots or Digimon.
You know, it's Mega Man.
I wonder if the Digimon thing would work here like they did with Dragon Ball.
I would think so. Considering Gallantmon's getting a release stateside, quote-unquote officially, I'm hoping that if he sells well enough, then we'll start seeing some more Digimon like we did with Dragon Ball.
That would be cool, because I could see, like, way back when, War Greymon doing good here, because everyone's like, Zong, MMPR, Digimon version, Season 1. Season 1 was the best!
So I'm hoping that happens, but in terms of the Mega Man ones that were announced, the black repaint of Zero Type 2 for his dark armor, which is cool because I liked using that armor in X4 or whatever game
it was. That's good for you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
that armor thing that Vile always walked around in and shit, that's
Master?
Possibly going to get a release. And there was a giant Sigma on display.
Gank.
So, apparently they're all prototypes, and I imagine Zero Type 2, the Dark Armor version, is going to get released no matter what, because it's just a repaint. But the other two are apparently a... if they show enough interest, we'll make them kind of thing. Like, apparently half of Tamashii Nations that one year was... or Tamashii Festival, or wherever Saga died.
I think we dreamed that.
I think we did, because like, nothing from that show actually happened except the things that were already announced.
That wasn't that weird vlog where a ninja was in it. That probably was a dream.
Nothing ever appeared again, either.
Including the ninja.
Well, he probably died, but...
No, he's still alive.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, he's in a hole in the basement, but putting the lotion on the skin.
God. I'm just picturing my friend doing that, and it disturbed me.
Heard that Buffalo Bob guy put a road flare in your bunghole?
Oh, God.
Nothing happened. I don't know why everyone keeps talking about that.
This is why Saban doesn't contact us to be super fans. You just talked about butthole pleasures. I don't think we want them representing us. It's not about butthole pleasures. It's not about cock and tits and ass.
Sorry, parents.
So, like I said, unrelated to Comic-Con, Bluefin was like, oh, Power Rangers anniversary, what? And so, they're working with Japan, I guess, to make G-Ranger figure arts for the anniversary, and hopefully that means some... more just early Saban era seasons, because those are some of my favorite suit designs. So
here's the thing. Okay, I get that this is like for the anniversary for the MMPR suits. I get that, and at least they will have some sort of excuse to say that it's a PR reference this time.
I'll finish what you're saying first.
I was going to say, if I want PR figure arts, I want them to do the figures that they can't do over there, like the Elephant, Bat, Shark, Titanium. I don't want to be like, Zom, give them PR nostalgia. They're going to make G-Rangers eventually. Like, this would be such a cool time to get figures of stuff that just happened here. Like the Psycho Rangers. Oh, wait. Those were there first. Lawyered. Everyone who said that on Twitter 3 days ago.
I already lawyered them.
I know.
You.
I saw that. You were like, you know that they were in Mega Ranger first, right? And then Kale said something incoherent. Incoherent.
Well, that's because he always says things that are incoherent, but I want a Lord Zedd figure art.
Yeah, I would like that.
Well, the people also who said Darkonda, yeah, no. That was also not PR exclusive. Thank you. That was also
Mega Ranger. Well, Spencer, but...
SH figure, it's Spencer. Like, I'm honestly
Norg.
Expecting
I want a Norg
only
figure
red
art.
And green. Like,
well, I yeah, just... because Tommy, Jason, Green, MMPR...
Well, we're going to get the whole team eventually, I mean, in the history of figure arts.
Yeah.
I mean, they released Cyclone Axel Extreme, I'm just saying.
We need
That's my argument, no.
We need armed Tyranno Ranger as well.
That's a PR reference.
That yeah, well, of course it is. Everything's a PR reference. Now, if they would make like armed Mammoth Ranger, that'd be cool.
It's funny that they post that figure picture and that guy's like, "Give me credit." I'm like, they almost shouldn't have posted the picture because there's gonna be. I saw idiots already confused. Is that it? Even though like the first sentence is this isn't it. Like you don't even read the first sentence. Wait, that's me.
Oh my god, is that it?
It's not it. No, but it's it.
Facepalm.
Oh, God.
But I just, in general, want more Sentai figures.
Mezugahog? Lothor? Just Divatox?
Sensei?
Mezugahog would be fucking awesome.
I could rub Divatox, and that'd be fun.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, what? Astronema? Yeah, Astronema. I'm sorry, what's going on? Scorpius?
Kite?
Scorpius is just mad kite? Just a blob figure at zero Scorpius.
I want figure at zero big Ice King guy that was in MMPR early. Like he's like, Rita, I'm going to help you. I have spiky hair. That's all I remember about him.
Anybody Satan?
Lokor. Yeah, he was Satan in Japan.
Yeah.
Isn't that for some sort of relief?
That's Lipitor.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, he was in Z Ranger, and he was called Satan. So,
oh, I didn't know Satan looked like the Ice King. He kind
of
looks like
Satan.
Curious.
We need Mr. Satan figure art.
Yes, we do.
Box in the back says Stance.
Then we can get it, and in the review, just go Satan, Satan. Oh, Mr. Satan.
The fun days when you're a kid watching uncut Dragon Ball VHSs and they start chanting Satan.
That was like watching porn, basically. That was the porn I watched.
The entire world is just Satan, Satan. I'm like,
Ryan was even
And then I was like, what? Like, the guy's name is Satan.
That's how you get a poltergeist in your house. That explains the creaky door Ryan has now. Creepy. Like a dead cat.
Brian is a dead cat.
She was a bad bitch. Oh my god, that was funny.
So we put her in the oven? No. She wasn't Jewish. God, awesome.
You know, the only person that's going to get me confused saying that is Jeff, because we're clearly just one giant blob voice to him.
Everyone, for that matter, but...
Everyone's a big blob voice, or everyone thinks the same way?
Everyone's a big blob
Same thing.
Voice.
Oh, okay.
That's not me.
Oh, well, excuse me, Mr. Perfect Chair over there. Thinking
Perfect
you're all
chair?
Cool.
I'm a chair.
You what? Should be.
It's got your ass sweat on it.
What?
Tales from Brian's house. This is from a long time ago. They're moving something. His mom was yelling about ass sweat.
I don't remember that, but I feel uncomfortable.
I think it was a Sunday afternoon.
I remember this.
God.
Oh my god. Let's move along before we start getting more and more disturbed.
But yeah, I definitely want Titanium Ranger and Spirit Rangers. Those would be awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you know what else? Think that Battleized Rangers would be cool.
That would be really cool.
Oh my god, Crotch Espidi. Oh, Figure Arts Battle Red Mystic Ranger thing would be awesome.
That would be great.
It'd be great if like Tony Tiger.
Figure Arts Mega Mode and Super Mega Mode and Shogun Rangers.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Like, as much as I don't like Samurai, I really want that. Like,
I know.
Random side note.
God, don't talk.
As much as he's my favorite person ever, I did think that might be a kind of a cool idea. As Linear Ranger said that maybe that Dragon Shield Ranger we saw at our upcoming discussion about Comic-Con could be the one that comes with the set.
I hope so.
That
like,
would be cool. Like, why would you just go back? They probably just went to Ross and bought a bunch of the small ones. Who am I kidding? They got their Saban brands hazmat suits on.
Like, I want to say that's right, just because I hate the idea of just thinking, like, oh, I paid this much for an overly expensive set of two box sets, and, oh, let's get this same little 4-inch figure that I have already, except possibly, like, a metallic paint scheme or something. Ooh!
Making metallic... Saban loves to make things metallic. Kids will love it!
Beetleborgs, Power Rangers.
Well, Beetleborgs are exception, because they're the Beetleborgs.
Yeah,
except
they
didn't have
really
the weight.
Get any Beetleborg. More metallic than they already were. They just
Beetleborgs were in a fix and now have
actually,
gone metallic.
Actually, the original Beetleborgs were more shiny.
Yeah.
But they changed their names to have metals in them. Chromium and gold and titanium and silver and platinum and purple.
They just got lawyered.
Boom lawyered.
Not only the original Beetleborgs is the best, only the OG. Because they didn't have a...
Only original Joe.
That's right. Is this chocolate? Can I ever eat chocolate without getting on my shirt? Fuck! Seriously, like, I'm just a damn Hershey's bar and it's like melted on my shirt already.
You're a child.
I just changed the shirt.
Let's pause for a moment while Dawson goes and changes his clothes and perhaps finds a bib.
No, I'm gonna leave it. I just licked it out. It was from earlier, but it's like I always make a point. I'm like, all right, this time I'm not getting chocolate on my shirt. And then I find it later. It's like...
You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here, folks. Dawson's a child.
Look. I'm a chocolate magnet.
You're a gay
that
magnet.
That's like an awesome power. Well, that's just my voice. I could be on Glee, I think, with my voice. Just as a background gay character.
Oh my god.
Why would you be in the back? That's what I'm. Well, you're not good enough to be like in the front. You gotta be in the background.
I'm not good enough for life in general. I'm still not sure.
Only person not gay enough to be in the front.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Let's go back to the future.
Your mom?
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. So now let's talk about Wizard Toys.
Yeah.
Yay.
Hi. Okay, well, we have some Wizard Toys. I know, right? That sounds good. So, first up is the Wizard Driver. Okay, I'm going to go with Wiser Driver. If I say Wizard Driver, it's going to sound like someone's peeing. And that's just
it's
weird.
The Wizard Driver. You're going to take a Wizard?
I think Brian tried to make a peeing sound, and it didn't work out good.
Yeah, it really didn't.
So anyway, so we have the Wiser Driver. And they're showing us, you know, it works just like we saw it works. But they have all four styles on there, and so you look, you can change styles with rings. Yay! Now, this is going to come with your flame style ring, your water style ring, and then your ability ring for your ride a kick. All right, so we've got three rings in that toy there. All right. Then you're also going to have, okay, your ring holder, right? The little thing that hangs from his belt. Looks really, you know, really cool, really hip. He's a biker or something with his little chain hanging from his belt. Right, that holds five rings, comes with a ring, all right, has the hand on it. Don't know what it's for, it's got the hand on it. All right, now, you can also buy both of these as a set. You have the holder and the belt, right, four rings all together. All right, now, apparently here, there's some kind of LEDs in the belt. When you
seven
transform,
colors.
It's, shut up, it says... Shahadobe Touch Henshin.
Adobe Photoshop?
It also
this is like Pig Latin for it.
Hatch Magic Touch Go.
That's the like the worst case of English ever.
The kick's apparently called a kick strike. All right. Let's see. Next up, we have the Wiser Sword Gun. Now, we saw your flame style and your water style. They come with the belt. Well, the gun here is going to come with your land style ring and your hurricane style ring. You got all four styles right there. Two toys. Bam. All right. It goes from gun to sword. You can scan the rings. It does things that way. You make a finisher attack with it. The gun finisher will say kimono shoot and shake hands. Sword mode, it says kimono / shake hands. So that's, you know, that's like, that's how it is there.
Oh my god.
All right, next up. Next up here, you know, we didn't have any little helper robots, no food droids, no canned droids, none of that type of thing. Now we do. All right, well, this year, they're not roids.
All right, hey, Frankie! Where's Joey? What was the name of that guy with the slick back hair they always followed? Harley Kiner.
We used all the roids. All right. They're play monsters now. All right. We got three of them here. The first one is the red Garuda. The second one is the blue unicorn, and the third one is the yellow Kraken. Each one
what's
comes
cracking?
With a ring. Garuda comes out in September with the belt and the gun. The unicorn is in October. And then we have the Kraken in November. All right. Now, each one of them, they transform. They start out in this little card-looking shape thing there that looks kind of like them little Pokemon toys back in Burger King times. In the Pokemon 2000 movie. You had the little Pokemon on it, and you push the button, and it makes things, and it does stuff with the junk.
Yep.
And apparently, you can take the Garuda and the Unicorn, and they will fit together some kind of a way into a new critter. I don't know how that works exactly, but it does. Next up, we have the bike, the Machine Winger. It comes with the dragon, the Wiser Dragon. It can combine together to make the Wingo Wiser Dragon. Looks kind of like a Hydra. Might have Colin Hercules to fight it, you know what I'm saying?
Hercules!
Now,
Hercules!
It comes with a ring as well. Everything got a ring. You know that's how they do this.
Joey's a tough crack, man.
Now, kind of like Cleaner from Prison Break.
It is going to be in November. We need to fix this article here. Someone was confused reading the little scan. That's normal if you are retarded. Before we had your WFC, your OCC, your FMC. Now we got the WAP series. All right. They had WAP, Wizard Action Please. Why? Because they're saying, please make these toys have some kind of an action. And they light up. They have a weapon. Their faces light up different colors, red or blue, depending on what color it might be. Green for the other one, you know, the different color of the face. But that's all they do. They just stand there, you know, you make a posing and stuff. But all right, now you're thinking, do we got ring sets? They do this every year, you know, metal set, you know, as switch set. Oh, do we got ring sets?
Oh my god, they're DX. Zern's gonna be so happy. They're officially DX rings.
They calling them DX. They heard the feud with Zern Zephyr about is it DX, is it not DX. They said we're gonna call them DX this year. We're gonna make them deluxe. Alright, they're gonna be legit. We got two kind of ring sets here. Okay, on the left in this picture, we got the Dragon Wizard ring sets. Alright, one a month. October, November, December. All right, now we got the Dragon Flame Dragon Wizard set. Got the Flame Dragon ring and an ability ring and then a card, a Gombaride card. All right, now that's going to turn you into an upgraded version of Flame Style. We'll mention that in a minute. Hold on. Don't worry.
Wait, I want to know about it.
Oh, awesome. Calm down. Take a deep breath. Settle it down. Get you some roids. We got roids here, some food roids in the back room. Take you some of them. Hand roids. Just chill out with the roids. Then we got here, we got your dragon, your hurricane dragon, and your water dragon sets. All right, each one of them, different month, right? Then on the right side, we're going to have your wizard ring sets. Now, these are going to have two ability rings and a Gombaride card. Now, these will come out at the same time as your other sets. We have one in October, one in November, and then one in December. These are cheaper than the other sets. We don't know why, but they are. All right. So six sets of rings, 12 rings total, six Gombaride cards. You know, that's how we doing things. So we got that for your toys. All right. Then the final toy thing we have here is going to be your Rider Heroes, little vinyls. The arms move, and that's about it. All right, now we got this picture. They're not as good as them WAP figures. You know them WAPs. They really know how to handle things. Now, we got seven figures here. They in order left to right, as usual, in numbers 1 to 7. First up, we got Flame Style, Water Style, Hurricane Style, and Land Style, the same. Four. Style forms we've seen before. Now, next up, we got some upgrades, Cougar style, if you will. All right. So we got Kamen Rider Wizard, Flame Dragon, Hurricane Dragon, and then Water Dragon. All right. So we just changed the word style to dragon. Now it's a new name, a new form. We give him a new suit. All of the black parts are turned red or green, or maybe blue. The colored parts in a lot of places are now black. He has a new helmet, new shoulder pads, making him look all gangster. His cape, you know, it's more of a cape than a trench coat. You know, things like that. No land style upgrade just yet, but we got these three here holding you over till second quarter. We get another rider and all that stuff. So, you know, that's your wizard toy catalog. For the first quota.
I want to know what it would be like if one of your family members just passed by the door right now and just saw you and heard you doing that voice.
They would probably think. Just shake their head and keep going.
You're recording the podcast right now while recording a vlog? No, just no. Just keep going. This is staying in. Nothing.
That was probably the best vlog Kevin's ever done ever.
Rivals the one where he couldn't have tacos. Or what was it he wanted? Was it tacos he wanted? They're like, no, you can't have it. You have to eat the leftovers.
One in tacos.
Like, he is a grown ass man. cheese plate just randomly. A good time.
So, taking a peek at the comments here, we have
your mother. Your mother commenting on this.
My mother, which is Chenix, apparently.
Your mother!
Says this is very interesting.
He does live in Michigan.
Yeah, I know. We still have those little critters, but they're in card shapes now. Reminds me of Hibiki with his disc beast things. They're disc animals, thank you very much. The only part I do not like is the hand being part of the gunblade, but I'll forgive it if there is a finisher where he shoots a giant fist of justice. And Deluxe likes what he sees. The play monsters look kind of cool, but he's happy that they're not called droids. One of the things he's confused about is whether they transform beyond being created from a sheet and combining with each other. Probably not, but we'll see. The belt and the sword gun look really cool, and I like that if you buy just the two, you'll have all the main style rings. My major concern are the Dragon Wizard sets. Are they upgraded? Are the upgraded rings new form changes that will appear in the show? Evidently, judging by the next article. Looks like there's a picture of an upgraded Flame Styles on the scans. If so, we could have 8 forms. Sad face. Overall, looks really good. Then
I'd assume we'd have more than 8 because that'd be a final form at some point.
Yeah.
And a mid-season combo. Fuck! Combo.
Your combo. Mother, yeah.
So over on the Dragon Rider Hero series flame, or whatever, Dalek says, well, at first I was disappointed at the beginning of so many forms. I'm now excited because the upgrade forms look really cool. They give off a magical vibe. Chenix comes back and is like, I still like it even more than I did before. Also, is it me? Or does the upgraded water-style form's helmet remind anyone else of Saga's face?
I actually almost put that into the article, but I was like, I was going to get, like, lawyered because, like, oh, no, Saga's a crown, this is just horns or something like that. And I was like, ah, screw it, it's not worth it.
And then Hans Adolf.
Dawson?
Damn it! Edit that! My name's Mike!
I thought it was Chris.
It's Chris Mike. Okay. My middle name's Chris.
Chris Mike.
Technically.
So he says, so Wizard is really going for the Kuga approach with his own rising forms. Now, the thing about that is, that thought crossed my mind is that they'd be like rising forms, but we're getting the dragon, or the flame dragon form in October?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a little bit early to see a rising type form, I would think, because... But, well, then again, we're probably going to see the four main... Forms
like in the first two episodes.
Yeah. Pretty early on, so I guess it could still be a rising-esque form, which I think would be kind of neat, but we'll see.
I mean, there's no telling yet how the show's going to work or anything, how they're going to do this, so.
But, I mean, if they're going to do something like that, I kind of hope it is like a Kuga approach where he gets the rising forms, but he doesn't always use the rising forms.
It's funny because when I first saw this, I'm like, oh, Lord, he's going to have a bunch of forms. I'm like, wait a minute. The first rider we ever had a shit ton of forms.
Yeah.
So.
I like balls.
That's cool. So, jumping back to the original toys, I'm definitely going to buy the Play Monsters just because I miss buying the little buddy animals. And they're based off of Playmo model kits, and that makes me happy inside, so. Definitely going to have to pick up them. I feel the colors are kind of weird, because water style is blue, and the Kraken is yellow, and the unicorn's blue. I feel like
it's a water unicorn.
We'll just go with that.
Unicorn.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're going for with that, but...
The dragon thing's really cool. I want to get it, but I have a feeling they might make a figure art dragon, and I'm going to have to buy that one, so I'd feel kind of weird having two dragons, but we'll have
You'll
to
get a ring.
Happens. I will get a ring, that is true. And the thing is that what makes me happy is even if I don't get the main toys, that by getting the Play Monsters, I'll have satisfied my desire for rings and my desire for little buddy animals at the same time. But...
Yeah,
I have a feeling I'll probably get suckered into this one just because I think everything's so cool. But
well,
I'm
what
still
I like about it is, and this is what we kind of talked about when they first talked about Wizard, is that they would hopefully like not make you buy a whole shit ton of toys to get all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
they didn't really
like to get like all the main important things, and they really didn't. I mean, they could have given you all four with the belt. But it's like, okay, belt and gun. So I'm like, okay, and because the weapons, I mean, it's a pretty cool weapon. It's not like some kind of piece of shit weapon. And it's not like we have to do, like, four different, like, oh, you know, it's not like, oh, we have a weapon for each style that we have to, you know, fool with and then have, you know, in order to get each ring and, like, or, you know, 800 sets, you know, the ring sets. You only have to buy one set of, and that's only if you want to get the upgrade form ring. It's not even if you want to, you know, just for the normal styles. So they really, I think this did it a lot better this year.
Yeah. Like,
I think it's because I like it more than I'm okay with things.
You probably. Like, as long as they don't start throwing around Gashapon-only rings, we're okay. But I think that the only way that might happen is with the, like, rider rings. And
oh, I think they'll definitely make rider rings.
Excuse me. Maybe some of the abilities and stuff might end up being Gashapon only, but I'm not entirely sure considering you've got three with the dragon ring sets. You've got six with the current Wizard Ring sets. I mean, you got one that comes with the dragon. You've got the three that come with the play monsters. Those aren't ability rings, but... and then you've got the one that comes with the belt. I don't think the one that comes with the little holder thing is actually a ring. I think it's just a like a little bonus thing. Because it looks like it's just a hand. But
yeah, I don't know
but
what
that is. I mean,
that's
a lot of abilities right off the bat, and they can do more ring sets and stuff. So I don't... I have a feeling... this will probably come back to bite me, that we won't have, like, Gashapon exclusive shit this time around.
Like, that's part of what pissed me off so much about Forza is that... And then not only did you have to get Gashapon rings, you had to, like, keep up with what sets were out and where they were. And then a lot of times they got expensive. Like, I know, like, it was hard for Oki to get me a net switch. Like, yeah. Who the hell
they
wants
did some
a
really
net
weird
switch?
Shit this year.
Or, like, to get Magic Hand at first, you had to buy, like, the O-Metal set. And, or, like, hopping was almost impossible to get at first. I remember that. Like, I think I paid a bunch for... Not a bunch, but I paid more than I really would like to for hopping. Like, I'm like, this is just stupid. Like, it really irritated me. And, you know, like, I don't even know if I'm going to get... Like, I'll tell you right now, I'm probably going to get the belt and the gun. Just, I mean, if for no reason, because I want to get all belts and because I just kind of like the gun.
And
plus,
it'll
give me the other two forms.
It's John Casey.
Well, yeah, I mean, guns are fun. But the play monsters look pretty cool, so I'll probably end up getting them as much as I didn't want to do little monster things again. And I'm really tempted by that dragon. Like Brian said, we're probably going to figure out one at some point, but I'm like, it just looks so pretty. So, and of course, the ring sets with the upgraded style rings, I'm going to want to get. But those look cool. Like, I like that they have, I don't know, I kind of like that he has, like, the little faces on the rings. And
yeah.
I mean, I think it's better than having just some kind of random thing on them to, like, represent the style. It's just, okay, this is the face. This is what he's going to look like. And it kind of also, guess, gives you an idea of what the rider ones will look like for like a Kuga ring or an O's ring or whatever. And it also, in some sense, allows you to have a wizard one without them having to make it. Like, you didn't get a double memory until the very end, and they still don't really have like an O's medal or anything like that, or a Forza switch. But this way you can actually have something like that without them having to go and make a special rider version. If they do all the other rider ones like we would expect.
It's basically going to be the top part of the switch on a ring.
Yeah.
They look cooler.
Well, it probably will, but it'll probably be stylized a little differently, so it would end up looking cooler anyway.
But, I mean, overall, I think we're in for something pretty cool. Like I said, as long as they don't go overboard with the... with the rings, then I think we'll be okay. But, I mean, you never really know what they're going to do. But, I mean, I'm just glad that for the people that don't have as much money and stuff, that you'll be able to just get the weapon and the belt and have all your four base forms.
Yeah.
That's always nice. And then, plus, I mean, if you don't want the gun and the sword, I'm sure there's going to be a Candy Toy or Gashapon rings, too, that you could get to substitute. That might not be as cool as the deluxe one. I mean, I don't know what their difference would be off the bat. I can't think of anything, really, but one's glossy,
yeah,
one isn't,
I mean,
maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
Remember the conversation about, like, before we had, we're like, oh, I don't know how they can make the metals different, and then they just didn't, really? Like, we're like, how could they possibly do something like that? And they just did.
Yeah, I mean, that I'm pretty sure there's going to be Candy Toy and Capsule versions of the standard... rings, you know, probably in the first sets would have those. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, getting those four wouldn't be a problem. Even if you didn't want, let's say, the gun, you could get Land and Hurricane style rings fairly easily, I'd imagine. You know, and I doubt they would look exactly the same or something. I mean, they'll probably have the little code thing on the Candy Toy ones and.
Mm-hmm.
the capsules might not be like as shiny or might be done a little differently in some way like they usually do, but yeah, you'll be able to get them. So
you know how they do.
You know how they do. They they always find a way to like.
I find a way. Something about drink and
drive. Die.
I'm excited though. Everything looks neat. All right. So next up, we have some Power Ranger toy reveals from Comic-Con, particularly for the anniversary. But before that, they did show off the Megaforce Hot Wheels, or at least five of them. So they're kind of styled after the Zords, sort of.
The best part is that chaos that they're going, I wish they would show the Megaforce Hot Wheels. I was like, what? They did. What are you looking at?
They did.
I hate you.
So they're styled after the Zords, but with obviously a Hot Wheels-esque touch, like
cars,
their cars and stuff. And there's one on here that's like vague. It's just a 20. I don't really know what it's trying to be.
Just supposed to be like a 20th anniversary car,
like
a car
with 20th race logo. Car.
That's what it's supposed to be.
But we have the Dragon, the...
Don't you ever own Hot Wheels?
Yes. The Tiger and the Snake.
Oh my god, Snake.
No. Snake's like my favorite one. I'm gonna
snake
buy
is
it.
Like the symbolism of all heroes.
I should buy that Snake and it'll photobomb everything I ever do.
Yeah.
I was thinking about buying the Landic shirt from our store when I get my R shirt and just wearing it everywhere.
I was actually thinking of doing that too. Buying that Landic shirt and like wearing it to like Morphicon or just in front of Linear Ranger. I don't know where I would see him at, but.
Is he going to be at Morphicon?
No. Didn't you see him ranting like, this is why I don't go to conventions because I'm a lonely nerd?
Oh, okay.
He's like, there's even one locally here, but I wouldn't get there because people would boo me out. I'm like, probably, but still. I think it's Star Trek convention.
Alright, so first up we have what most people have been wanting, me in particular, because my original one probably got shipped off to Arizona with the cousins and destroyed in a fire or something.
Cousins suck. They're like, oh, they're important family. No, they're not.
It is a new Power Morpher. Done pretty close to the original one, except with the accurate sticker design, and it's actually facing the right direction and stuff like that.
A new penis.
It comes with the 5 coins in some manner. It doesn't really specify whether they're going to be made of metal or plastic or whatnot, but it also has a buckle, so you can be like all D-Ranger and stuff. But yeah,
you
that's
want a
neat.
New penis.
What else do we got? We have a die-cast version of the 2010 Megazord, because we need that in our lives.
Yeah, we do. We just need more MMPR in our lives, because that was the best series ever.
I would have rather seen a...
New penis?
Not 2010. Original done in diecast, because that would just be a big, heavy mess. But, anyway. Is this...
Yes, it is more MMPR. I know, I'm shocked, too. They just can't stop themselves.
Is it the same style as the anniversary figures?
No, I think it's...
MMPR!
The helmet's different. Because, like, the MMPR, or the other... Are you talking about those muscly ones?
Yeah.
Like, his helmet was more squished. It was weird. It almost reminds me of how weird the key looks, but I think it's a little bit different.
Okay.
Still muscly, but different.
Zombie MMPR.
But it's like an 8-inch figure that's the Red Ranger and the Tyrannosaurus.
That means the Gokai chain was a reference.
The dragon armor is all like, yeah, I'm cool and stuff. And then apparently there's going to be a Sentai series line or something of some sort. I don't know, but they're releasing Shinkano over here. So yeah. All you people are like, oh my god, Shinkano's so expensive. The Samurai Megazord sucks. I hate life.
You can get it for like $20 a month, okay.
There you go. You stop bitching.
My mommy won't let me use credit cards and internet.
Buy this one. But yeah, no one knows exactly
how I don't even know how to find Mandarake. No one will tell me.
Really, how do you spell it? but that's neat.
I keep getting Harry Potter links.
They're going to bring over some of the mass collection things. The first set's obviously going to be the Season 1 team. And then I'd imagine they just probably, if they go over well, just release the rest of the teams. Slowly but surely, but those look neat. They come with
stop masturbating
like a
me.
pedestal kind of thing instead of the little circular stands. So that's fun, and that's it.
Ryan, please stop masturbating.
Thanks. Exactly. So, Delic says, in the Shinkano picture, next to it looks like Samurai Hao. No, it's the Gigazord. Diecast, Sentai Shinkano, Morpher with Buckle. Oh my, that's Joey Elijah Sneddon. It's a fun name. But yeah, I'm mostly excited just for the re-release of the... Not re-release, but a new Power Morpher, just because I don't have one.
I'm excited for it just so I can be one of those assholes that buys, like, four of them, so I can have five officially. Maybe six. I don't know. I could go crazy. Who knows? Maybe I'll get the stupid people at Walmart that'll put it on clearance by mistake again. Like, that's how I got the Samurai Megazord. They thought it was MMPR Megazord and put it on 50% off day one. Like, all right, you're mine.
I'm excited about that because mine... I'm hoping that, first of all, that the black parts are paint and not stickers this time, because mine, like, started tearing off, and so I just pulled them off because they looked stupid after a while. And my coins, all the paint's coming off my coins. I played with them a lot because that's what you do with toys. Yeah. I like toys. And I like those Hot Wheel cars. They look cool. I'm excited about them.
Well, because you said cars, I almost typed humors. Anyway.
What?
I'm typing the word humor, and I almost wrote humors because, like, the S stuck with me. Anyway, with the Shinkano thing, I said this on Twitter, like, I kind of wish they would, if they're going to do that, do Gosei Great, since it's going to be the 20th anniversary mech. Like, especially since there's so much Samurai merchandise. Like, I'm honestly sick of seeing anything Shinkenger.
If they do this, I could see them releasing both at the same time.
And I like how I'm like, oh, they should do it. And they're like, oh, they're not ready to reveal Megaforce yet. Next day, Megaforce suit's there. Lawyered. And then if this Gokai OA being in the trailer thing is true, that gives them two mech to import instead of Shinkano. And I guess it's just not exciting because I've owned one for almost half a decade now.
What I think is funny is that, like, Megaforce has been... People have been getting lawyered because of Megaforce since day one. Like, this is, like, what, like, a third or fourth lawyering thanks to Megaforce? Like, it's a good day for us. I mean, we just keep lawyering people left and right. It's pretty hilarious.
I love lawyers. What?
But I do hope that they bring some more, as the time goes on, some more anniversary toys from other seasons other than MMPR, because there's only season that I think of Samurai. It's MMPR.
Ryan, let me interrupt Ryan Dawson. MMPR is, like, the best season ever.
It had the best storylines and characters, clearly, according to JDF. All the other ones after them, where they got actual actors and storylines, were shit. They should have stuck to
the juice in one of them.
It was in one of them. This is true. We'll discuss him in a little.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Tommy.
Next up is...
Tommy? Jason? Red? Green?
Almost Tommy. But... According to a side conversation between Keith Justice and what's his name, Eli Deckel or whatever,
I just call him Dickel.
That Megaforce's second season, tentatively called Super Megaforce. No, it's not officially called Super Megaforce. That's just what they're calling it for now, which may or may not be the name. Probably.
But doesn't tentative mean official?
Probably will be. Brian's calling it right now after naming Kamen Rider O's.
But Brian, doesn't tentative mean official? Isn't that how this works?
Yeah, but anyway.
Alright.
So, it's like, we'll be using Gokaiger, and they're like, oh my god, they're gonna use Gokaiger footage, and... Okay, everyone, stop.
Then
stop
Lady
for
Ranger
a minute.
Himself.
Stop for a minute. Okay. It is confirmed that Gokaiger will be used in some capacity in the second season of Megaforce. Whether the Rangers will be the Gokaigers or not remains to be known. Whether they will actually pilot Gokaio remains to be known, though apparently Gokaio was in the teaser that Ranger Crew, Fury Diamond from Ranger Crew, saw at Licensing Expo. But anyway, nothing is known besides the fact that it's going to be used in some capacity in the second season. So don't jump guns and say, oh my god, season 2 is going to be Gokaiger. It may not. It may be the Ghostager suits with a Gokaiger-esque theme with the changing. It may not be. Who knows?
They could use all of the anniversary elements and then try to do a Gokaiger just strictly pirate season when the next suit cycle comes around.
They could.
You never know.
Like,
I just want this to be over, so we just go back to having a regular season every 5 years, and then...
Like, I mean, personally, I'm just tired of the whole thing. It's just getting on my nerves.
I think what just gets me, like I said, is just the logic behind it. Like, they're like, why aren't we doing it? Why aren't we going? Why are we going in order? And I was like, oh, if you're a Gokaiger fan, you'd be excited. What does being a Gokaiger fan have to do with being a Power Rangers fan? Just because I'm a Gokaiger fan doesn't mean I want to see everything PRB Gokaiger. It's like, the logic behind it is what makes me the most upset.
Well,
we deserve Gokaiger. Why are they doing Gokaiger? Because next, you motherfucker. You're going to have to sit through it just like we did, okay? I don't even care anymore. I'm just going to go watch GoBusters and just find more badass people named Jin. Jin, God. That was funny. Sorry.
See, I think if they were to... they could actually do it, and it would make sense if they did it such that, like, with the Gokaiger elements of, like, the returning PR guys as, like a mentor, if they are, in fact, doing the Gokaiger Megaforce people as high school kids, because then it would make a little bit more sense that high school kids would need mentors rather than, like, 20-somethings as Rangers. Because they would be kids and retarded, because kids are retarded.
How ridiculous would it be for teenagers to pilot a pirate robot? Because piloting a regular robot is so much more realistic. I mean, if it's a pirate robot, it's got, like, 2 extra knobs. It's, like, ridiculous in there. Quick, arbitrarily turn along blobs. Fuck the joke. Something about Austin Powers. This is where you laugh.
I love Dawson's jokes. They're so unfunny.
Yeah. So.
Wow. A lot of love going on here.
This Tim fellow is talking about how.
Who?
Tim. Lindy.
Who's that?
Kilday. But he's hoping that they handle the Tensoder Mobirates better than the Shota Phone and the Sushi Changer. So I still haven't forgiven them for that yet. And Alex Scott says, Ghost State equals Megaforce, Gokai equals Super Megaforce, Akiba equals Moderately Proportioned Force. I like that name. Then Jordan Steven goes on a tirade calling Haim Saban an old geezer. And
yeah, because Steven Jordan's a crazy person.
Something I don't
That's
really
why we
know.
Blocked him the first time.
He got out again.
Delix is luring people. And he wants it to be an homage to MMPR and DeZio with a suit transfer or something.
No.
Which is actually one of our Twitter questions for next week, so we'll save that discussion. And then MessJax or something along the line. I'll probably butcher
Master
that.
MessJax? What?
Wonders if it'll be the same cast or a new cast. I hope it's the same cast. Like, I couldn't stand having a cast for 20 episodes and then getting a new cast.
It's just too squished to do anything in 20 episodes.
Like, I don't know. Like, this has potential to be either awesome or a complete train wreck.
Just do 40 episodes 1 year and then 40 the next. Just go back to normal, please! I'm so sick of it. It's like, I'm so torn because on one hand, I like how Kiefer put it, I don't want the whiny Gokaiger people for PR to get what they want. I just want them to be miserable because it makes me happy. But it's like, on one hand, I was thinking, I just want Gokaiger to be the thing for both years and no Gokaiger suits. But I was thinking, if this sucks as much as Samurai in terms of the cast, I'm going to get really sick of seeing them. Like, seeing Samurai for all these years, 2 years here, has been horrible after a long while. So I'm like, right now, I'm like, yeah, Gokaiger suits are cool. And then by, like, 2 years from now, I'm going to be like, God, I'm just going to vomit. They're doing a die-cast Gokai-O, or Gosei, great. Almost said Gosei-O. And... I mean, I guess if they use both suits in some way, it'll at least keep things a little fresh. And then we could get things over with and then just be only like 4 years behind and just go back to doing one season at a time and just stop arguing about which one deserves to be next. But it's a kid show. All kid shows should just be kiddie and targeted towards children and just awful with no writing. Sees Cora, lawyered.
Sees most children's cartoons that are on right now.
I know. Oh, God. Stupid people. That argument is no longer valid.
Yep. So anyway, speaking of Megaforce, everyone's like, oh my God, is Tommy going to be in it? It's an anniversary season, of course. God, that's not even a question. But anyway, in an interview, they asked him, and he replied with, probably because that's what Saban's talking with my agent about tomorrow. I don't really have any clue what they're talking about, but they did mention some 20-year anniversary thing. And then he goes on to say, if Saban ever wanted me to do something, I would do it. I just want everyone to know that if you hear any rumors about Jason Frank not doing the 20-year anniversary for any other reason, I will tell everyone right now that I do things for fun. I would do it for all my fans, and I would do it for a dollar. Hear that, Saban? Give him a dollar. You can keep all your money.
Greedy Jew.
It has nothing damn, to do awesome. With me. It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with Saban. If the fans wanted to see me, it has nothing to do with money. It has to do with doing stuff for you guys or something. So, yeah, he's probably back.
It was funny, because one part, it just made it sound like he didn't care. He's like, yeah, I just want my agents to talk to him. I don't want to talk to that asshole. It's like, they're talking to him right now. I'd rather talk to you, random radio guy I've never heard of before. I seriously never heard of him. They're like, oh, go follow this radio and JDF something. Like, who are you people?
Oh, I think,
Lord.
The dog wants in on this discussion.
JDF fanboy. Girl?
But no.
The dog's just sensing that there's two of the same person in this discussion once I read the user comments.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that me and Kevin are the same person because we that totally too. Are.
But. No, what I was going to say is. But that basically means that Saban can just ask him to do whatever he wants, so just come do it. And that's completely just a lot of dirty things.
I kind of just like.
I don't want to imagine that.
Him be like, instead of coming back for a giant. Where are the dogs? The dog. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, like, I'd like to just have him be like that Akered cameo at the end of Gokaiger, where he just, like, sees them, like, oh, look, it's Power Rangers, and just walks away. He doesn't fit into any of the suits anymore. Well, I guess no one morphs in Gokaiger if they go that route.
I mean, he could slim himself down some.
We can't. He's a fighter.
He wants to
fight.
Yeah,
his tattoos would warp.
He wants to fight. Yeah, most Austin's of his, the thing.
Most of his
John
fights.
Killed a guy in Thailand underground on his birthday. Austin St. John's hardcore. He was so guilty about it, he ate ice cream and got fat. That's what happened to Austin St. John. Lifetime story right there.
Most of JDF's fights last like 10 seconds, okay? If the other guy's lucky. Have you seen them?
That's probably why Austin
St. John. He's just like, and then they just die.
I think that actually happened in one of them.
He just does that thing he did in that one episode to Bulk where he just starts doing a bunch of kicks in front of him and they just pass out. And he's wearing the green pants, which makes it much more intimidating. And that, like, fishnet he wore. Like, what's up with the 90s? Everyone was so colorful, they looked like a damn fruit salad. Like, I think that little picture outside the juice bar, the fruit bowl, was just meant to represent the Rangers.
So, Hans Adolf is back again, hence...
Say a word.
Something. Counting the movies, Gokaiger managed to get at least one representative for all 34 previous Sentai. Ideally, Megaforce would be able to do the same for PR, at least one Ranger from each team, which is doable. I mean, there's only 20, so...
Which is doable. Most of those people aren't complete assholes.
And they overlapped for like 4 or 5 seasons, so.
Yeah. Plus, I think there's at least one nice person out of each cast that would actually come back.
Nice person. There's a lot of assholes out there.
Rick Medina.
I was just thinking how, like, in Gokaiger, they have that thing where they show the Ranger and then they have, like, the little silhouette or whatever of the what Ranger they were.
Yeah.
Tommy's would be sitting there going for, like, 15 minutes. Like, they're waiting, like, is this going to be done?
Starts rolling his eyes and getting impatient.
Oh, that'd be great.
Power Geek says that he wants to see him again. I think he needed a better send-off than what he got in Dino Thunder and a cameo better than the suit only won in SPD. That wasn't even him, bro.
Wait, a better send-off? He just wanted to live a peaceful life. Dude deserved it. He's like, I'm going to live this quiet high school life. Boom, meteor. Mezogog fights. Invisible.
So he doesn't want him to be a Mega Force Ranger or Gosei Knight or anything. But he'd like to see him as a cameo, a guest star, a reoccurring character or something like that. Said he could be a teacher again.
He could. Moves from Reside. Shit, that town would be crazy. Gets the town, monster attacks. Aw, hell no. You move out of California. California and Japan are the hot zones.
And Nightwing 245 says, I just want David Yost to return. That would make my year.
Why? He could teach them to run from putties. It's like a putty defense class. It's like for rape victims. With putties. Just got some stubs.
There's people that would get offended by that. But
wait, this is a Daniel Tosh thing? Am I going to be attacked now?
Thank you. You got the reference.
Oh, God.
Yes. Okay. So, last but not least, we got some Digimon thing. We want to take that one, Dawson. We haven't been able to read yet.
Can't read.
Mysteriously, like, a few days ago, a listing appeared, or at least it could have been there longer, but since I saw it, for Digimon Season 1, and everyone's like, is this legit? Like, because there's been a bunch of them on there, like those ones that go for like $80 to like $150. There we go. So it's being distributed by the New Video Group, who's apparently responsible for Red vs. Blue. So there's going to be Halo content on these DVDs. So on Amazon, you can get it right
so
now.
Gay.
But it's apparently supposed to retail for $79.95 SRP. Super robot. Poto choking. I couldn't figure anything out. But,
try again.
What? Super robot poto choking?
Yeah, try again with something different that's not stupid.
There's nothing. Super robot potato? No. Anyway. But so basically, we're finally getting Digimon on DVD. You have all the episodes of Season 1, and it's going to be all cool. And I'm going to be honest that I am a little more excited about this than I am the Power Rangers DVDs.
I think that's a justifiable thing for the simple fact that Digimon isn't on Netflix.
Yeah. Well, and because even back when Disney owned it, before Saban, like when it ended, I knew we would probably get something eventually because I knew it would hit that classic nostalgic stage.
Uh-huh.
And it would happen. But Digimon's been so, like, it's been like a dream of mine for years. It's like wanting to win the lottery.
But no, I know what you mean.
It's exciting. Yeah, guys in the background, you're excited too. I'm hoping that it does good and we get the other seasons. So we can get Data Squad so I can buy. I'll own it 1.5 times. That'll be exciting. About the volumes and other things. I'm hoping that something happens and we get Cross Wars eventually. I know it's kind of off topic, but unfortunately, both of us bought Cross Loaders. If it had been just one, we would have gotten the announcement for the season and toy line, but we canceled each other out. So
yeah, we ruined it. I'm sorry.
All right,
sorry, folks.
But I'm excited. Maybe I'll rewatch it again when it comes out.
Yeah.
I might buy it, and then I can finally watch Digimans.
We have this epic, intelligent comment here from Alter Prince. Prodigious! I kind of like that better than More Phenomenal. And then we have Genix! His real identity, Sean Stewart. I get to unveil people identities, too, even though I think Kevin already did it like 3 episodes ago. Why am I still talking? Says, well, that's a lot of cash. Look, your wallet. It's full of cash. I didn't know he was Craig and Eric. I remember the Dragon Ball Z season sets I bought a while back, and they were $25 each when they came out, about 23 episodes each. More than likely, I will get this, but we'll pre-order in a month, and there will be enough time to save up $55. $55, that's not a big deal. Like $5 less than a game. Also, it's good because Jedi Mon always says, folk volume sets. My own question is the same one you have, Kiefer. If this will be both have both audios in it.
I hope it has both audios in it.
Just so we can hear them be babies.
I mean, I wouldn't probably watch the Japanese audio, but it'd be nice to just have it anyway.
Yeah. Like, just so you can look over and see War Greymon be like, eh! And then RG's like, War Greymon! It's like, seriously, it's funny as hell. No, it's like Goku. So that's fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm probably, when's it supposed to come out? October?
Oh crap, I just closed out of that article.
I still got it open. I'm looking.
You're not going to have money.
October 9th. So it's not a bad time to release.
Not really, especially since
Like most sets, it ends up tallying about a buck an episode, which isn't bad at all. So
That's pretty much
how I count things. Like, if it's only about a buck an episode, then I think it's a fair deal.
Just it's usually not that bad. I mean, I guess I'm a little biased because I did spend like those hundreds of dollars on that Lost Complete Blu-ray collection that came with fancy shit. But it's like, I like stuff like that. And then I plan on rewatching it for years and never did, and now I'm rewatching it when it's airing on regular TV.
I wonder if it's going to have any bonus features.
Hopefully
some
bonus.
Probably not, but...
I am the bonus feature.
That'd be really nice if it did. Something.
You know that, right? I'm the bonus feature.
Oh, man, they should. Then we can do the RR and RR of that. Our two fans demand it. I'm telling you, they want
it. That's because nobody else talks, but...
280 silent people. Kiefer and Chris. And John, don't forget John. But all of our fans that actually talk to us are now staff. This doesn't count anymore. They have to talk to us.
Oh, well.
Like, I don't know.
That's how we lower the user base.
Oh, Lord. Got it.
All right, so now it's on to our Comic-Con News Blitz. We'll go with that name.
Flare Blitz. I don't know. I always say that when I use that move in Pokemon. I don't know why. Probably because I'm weird. It freaks people out when I play in public.
What's our first topic? Kevin, you're smart. What's our first topic?
What?
Thanks.
Well, we all know the Awesome's completely retarded. So, our first topic.
Put up part on TV. In real life, I'm intellectual. No.
Yeah. Anyway. Look, nobody believes you. That's the thing. What are our potential topics? We can do Korra.
We've got the Korra news. We've got the Vortex on CW news. We have the Thundercats news. The TMNT news. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
I'm the only one who has the Chuck panel, so we can save that for another time or for private time.
Ooh, private time.
But... It was announced before Comic-Con that it's getting 4 seasons now, pretty much.
Yeah.
What, Korra? Yeah, well, like, season 1 is going to be books 1 and 2.
And season 2 is going to be books...
Season 2 is books 3 and 4.
But it's basically...
Everyone understands how this is going to work. And that's probably going to last the equivalent of, like, 4 years, because of it takes, like, a billion years to do animation. But...
And we found out that book 2 is called Spirit.
Yeah, it's going to involve... like the Avatar
state
creation and
stuff like that.
History of the Avatar and shit. So it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it a lot.
Like one, I'm glad that it's lasting that long because the writers have that much potential.
Yeah.
Instead of just, oh, this is popular, make more shit, whip. They actually have an idea of everything going, so that's always good to know that it won't get all weird and...
Yeah, because I read an article a little while back before this was announced. I think it was not too long, like, after the finale aired or, like, right before, and they said that we already knew that it's season 2, and they're like, we have plans past 2 books, but we don't know what Nickelodeon's going to do. I'm like, they're obviously going to pick you up for more. You're getting, like, a bazillion ratings.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I'm looking forward to season 2 when that starts, just to learn more about everything. It's always going to be fun.
And apparently they're getting new outfits for everybody.
Oh my god, Korra's getting sleeves. Are you guys excited?
Oh my god.
No, I need her to show as much skin as like possible.
I'm kind of hoping that we do see a little more flashbacky stuff, too.
Of her skin? You perv.
Yes, flashes of her skin.
You dirty perv. No, I want Dawson. I'm sure you do.
Alright, was there anything about Young Justice at Comic-Con?
Who?
They just confirmed people will be in it, like Static and some other people that aren't Static.
Did they? I didn't hear about
this. Is it continuing past Invasion? Or
I didn't see anything about that.
Does Invasion end? When do we get it back?
I don't know. I only read on Ranger Board that they just said at the panel that they confirmed Static and some other people. I'm sure Kiefer will know in the comments.
Well, wait, I'd like to know who they are. I'm going to know who these people are.
Static, so it doesn't matter because they didn't have a flowing cape at Denver Comic Con. That was probably the best part of it. No, that was the Amon outfit. I'm sorry.
I hate you.
It was just one sentence on Ranger Board from somebody that put it up. I don't remember anything else from it. I remember that the new Batman show is not going to have a Joker in it. It's cool.
I don't know where I am, and I'm scared.
Was anything else revealed about Avengers Assemble besides the fact that it's supposed to be a continuation?
Let's talk about that. I'm pretty sure that's Damage Control.
Oh.
Like, I mean, I don't have any confirmation, but that's what a lot of people were saying, and I kind of agree with it. Like, I'm thinking because of the huge backlash that they might try to somehow work that out. Because I said, think of it like when a new creative team takes over a comic. So they made it sound like, in several things I've read, that they're using, like, Earth's Mightiest Heroes is like a backstory, and then just starting over to focus more on the movie characters and make them look more like the movie, which upsets me greatly, and I'm just getting upset thinking about it.
Make him think about it more, Brian. Make him do it.
So the animation at least looks good. I don't know how they're going to handle that because apparently I've read several times that they're going to use that Nathan Petrelli guy for Iron Man, so I don't know if they're going to try to Damage Control and get Phony Stark back. But I don't know. I think it's just Damage Control, but something that didn't make sense to me, though, was it's like, it's ran for like, what, 52 episodes or something like that? Which is typically what cartoons last, which is why Ben 10 has to keep getting new series, because it's so popular that it has to be a new series. Mm-hmm. So it typically gets anywhere between between the 50 and 60 episode range, depending on what their episode count of season is. So Earth's Mightiest Heroes technically had its run. So at least it's not outrageous that it's being canceled. It would be more outrageous if they canceled it season one and then we got Assemble.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Like, if they don't, reboot everything, then I'll be okay with the animation change, because the animation change doesn't bother me any. I mean, it happens with Ben 10 all the time.
I think it's a different people writing it, though.
But, I mean, even if it's different people writing it, as long as they take into account what happened during Earth's Mightiest Heroes, then I'll be completely fine with it. But if they start retconning shit and changing origin stories and retelling origin stories, then I'm done.
Well, because I think one of the main reasons for, other than trying to make it closer to the movie, because I hate that, but is also because they wanted to put everything in-house with Marvel Studios like they did with Spider-Man. Because as pissed as I am that we have Ultimate Spider-Man instead of Spectacular Spider-Man, I almost said Spectacular Spider-Monkey, at least there was like a gap between that and all kinds of production reasons. This just seemed like a flat-out, whatevs, we'll just do stuff.
Yeah.
And make a Barney version of Hulk or something. I don't know. It's apparently Earth Smash. That's what this show's gonna be called, Earth Smash.
Agents of Smash.
Yeah. Stupid.
You just tell by the name that it's stupid.
Well.
Dark Blaze actually just put this up, but it's a preview of season 2 of Green Lantern.
Oh yeah.
Hold on, I wanna see.
It's 5 minutes long, oh Christ.
Can we watch it after the show? We can save something to talk about next week. We're watching it now. Is that happening? Okay.
Well, what's in it? I don't want to watch it now if it's 5 minutes.
I don't know. I don't care.
I do.
Let's just watch it afterwards. Okay. It's got that guy, Gabe.
Guy Gardner?
Yeah, Gabe.
Guy Gardner. He's like he's a jerk face. I want everyone to know that he's a jerk face.
I know. I knew this.
I don't know what you know, alright? I'm telling you what you need to be knowing.
The new Batman show sounds kind of interesting. They said they're going to do a lot more detective things, and they said they're not going to do any of the typical Batman villains, and a lot of the villains are just going to be from expanded DC Universe.
That's cool. I'll probably end up watching it just because I'm on such a superhero cartoon kick right now. That.
Plus, you never know, we're going to need to fill out Ramble Time.
Yeah. So I'll probably end up watching
Brian
the
likes
new
superhero
Batman show.
Cock.
Kevin just said he likes superhero cock.
That's what Brian does. God.
So at the DC Nation panel, I don't know why what this had to do with Thundercats exactly.
On DC Nation. But there was no Thundercats.
Oh, the producer was there. The producer says that Thundercats isn't canceled, but Cartoon Network is still figuring out its next steps for the show. So it may end up some weird, online only thing. It may be a filler show when something else ends. It may be straight to DVD, maybe? I don't know. But apparently it's not canceled. It's just kind of hovering in subspace.
It's in limbo.
Going, I still exist, but...
Our toys suck, so we're trying to figure out a strategy.
Our toy line's dead.
Well, I mean, it would only really need one more 26-episode season to fill the typical run time of cartoons.
Yeah, I'd be fine with one more season and then it ends. Just cause
and then it ends.
One more season would have be enough time to wrap up the whole Finding the Jewels thing and everything that they built up. So,
yeah.
I want one more season, which was technically be a season 3 and 4, I guess. I don't really know. Seasons are so weird on TV now, I hate it.
I know. But... just kids' TV, really. Seasons are still normal over in regular TV land.
But,
not like this shitty network that shows old TV that no one cares about. Sorry. Come on, it's old.
But I'm looking forward to a... basically a finale season of some sort, just to wrap everything up so it's not... like, just kind of, oh, we never ended properly.
Like, but they were reunited and Wilfred was like... ooh, Tushy's for sale! And then it ended. That's how Thundercats should actually end. Just that line.
And,
that lion-o.
So, the CW block that Saban bought is now labeled Vortex, where the action whacked or something. I don't even know if that's
official. Yeah, action whacked off.
Oh, there we go. Double whack off. start on August 25th and run for 5 hours every Saturday. I think the only thing listed is Yu-Gi-Oh! And Power Rangers Lost Galaxy to start.
So is New Zexo still airing over there?
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is still airing over there. That's it doesn't awesome. Specifically say New Zexo, but I'd imagine. Because okay. The deal with Konami was to let Yu-Gi-Oh! Remain on the block.
Because it's been so weird. Like, it was always new there, and then it jumped to Cartoon Network for GX, and then it came back to Channel 2. And I feel old from remembering when it was the WB.
But I'm hoping they do kind of a Generations-esque thing with Power Rangers over there.
Yeah, that would
like,
be nice.
That'd be nice.
Maybe have like an hour and a half or something of Power Rangers and just run different seasons.
Well, I don't understand why they're doing that. Like, I like the whole Morph Phenomenon event and whatever, but why don't every time they do that, they should just add it to rotation? Because I'm get sick of every season. Every time I got sick of Jungle Fury, Dino Thunder, now Ninja Storm's coming up on Vomit Territory.
Like, it confused me when Nicktoons did that, just for the simple fact that, like you said, yeah, you could have overran one at the beginning, but then switch it up and do half and half or something when you get to the next show that you do, and then so on and so forth, to where you're just changing up all the shows that you have to air, as opposed to only airing one season every, like, half year.
I know, like... it gets you bored,
it's
I mean.
It's just a really strange way of doing it.
You have like 700 episodes to circle, and that would take forever. It's just like on Jetix. It's like, just do that instead of cycling, especially the 30-episode seasons. It goes by a lot quicker when you air like 5 episodes in a row.
Yeah.
It's redonkulous.
So I'm not really sure what they're going to end up doing, but...
they're starting with Lost Galaxy, apparently.
Yeah, that's really a weird place to start, yeah. Because Lost Galaxy is that limbo season where it's kind of still connected to
Zordon
era. Zordon era, but it's not Zordon era, so you're in this really weird position with Lost Galaxy. So it's a weird place to start. But
I don't want to say it relies on it, but there's a lot of references to just general Power Rangers universe lore type stuff.
Yeah.
So even in the beginning, like with the Mega Ship and Alpha and Bulk and Professor Phenomenon, whatever. Phenomenous. Do, 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 do.
Phenomenous. Do, 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 do.
He does phenomenal things with his penis.
At least we stopped that whole put MMPR on the 90s or all that shit. I was about to make him punch a baby. Poor babies are going
to
get
what
hurt.
What happened to that? Wasn't it supposed to happen?
I don't know. It didn't happen, which I thank the Lord for every day. But I guess it just the 90s thing lost. It's still on, but people aren't like, oh my god, 90s are all that's on. I'm like, yeah. Or it's welcome out.
It's over now. I'm just laughing at Dawson thinking.
I just want them to start airing Even Stevens again, but that's not the right network. But I just want to see it again. I just want them to air Horse Sense and mean it. And not replace it with Dad Napped. You mean horse-napped? You kidnapped him. Sorry.
I don't know what's happening, but
I want to watch Phantom of the Megaplex, but that's only for Halloween. No one even knows what I'm talking about anymore.
No, I don't, really. And I wish you would tell me, because I think I might be being turned to the dark side.
Turtles. Turtles was the last thing. So, in this article, you can take a look at CGI models for Metalhead, Rat King. Dimension X is going to be the home base for the Krang, which are now a species like the Utrons.
Yeah.
That's always fun. There's General Trag.
Is that like a giant lava golem?
Yeah, he's like, brah! And more importantly, you can check out the opening sequence and then two clips. One training in the Sewer Dojo, and then the second being an introduction to the Krangs. One attaches itself to Michelangelo's head and it spews slime all over.
Where can I find that clip, first of all? Because that's the one I haven't seen. And I need to see it.
Well, considering I just said in the article you can watch these clips.
No, that was just an elaborate plug.
Look, I wasn't listening to you, okay? I was sitting here not playing Harry Potter.
Right. And then there's also three clips from the panel at Comic-Con. So you can check those out and go, oh my god, that guy's from American Pie.
He is.
He's the one that fucked the pie.
That's what I said at the beginning.
And he was in that movie Loser, and he's in Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back as himself.
And don't forget,
Saving Silverman.
Yeah, exactly. Die, Replacement Friends. That always gets me. It's so funny. He was our friend Brett. That shit's funny. Sorry.
I love the part when they talk about when they like about how about how like they've been getting less girls, so they're at least more wanking off, which leads to more chafing. I don't know. It was just always funny to me. I guess I have a terrible sense of humor and no one else here finds that as funny as I do, but that's fine.
I think that the replacement friend thing is funny because they're
Friend thing is always funny.
Oh, people Cool Runnings is fun, and it's trending. Oh, that proves what a legendary movie it is.
Right. What is?
Cool Runnings.
Oh.
Okay.
No one cares about Jamaican bobsledders.
They're probably like...
I didn't care the first time you fucked me about it.
Look, I was forced to watch that movie, but it was still good.
Too bad.
All right, let's just watch Remember the Titans.
Okay. So now it's time for...
Superhero time. Go Busters. And that show with that annoying hoe.
Yep.
I have to wait for a response. That's how this works. I didn't get one right away. I was concerned. I thought maybe Brian had died or Dawson or both. One I can handle, but I can't handle if they both die at the same time.
Well, fine. Then you find your way back from the airport yourself. Guess who's not coming to White Castle now? As Brian films me excited like a child going to Disneyland. Man, it's gonna be fun.
So we're on episode 21.
Ow!
Go past us.
Sorry.
Ow!
I hit my knee. Hurt like a fucker. Continue.
So this episode, it starts off... No, I'm not going to do that anymore because that's pissing me off. I'm scared. I don't know what to do. I'm sorry. This episode... I told you I'm not playing a video game right now. This episode starts off with Hiramu and Yoko. And they're like, Zom, why the hell is it hot in here? And they're like, the air conditioner's broken. I think the Air Mad Jews are attacking. And they're like, God damn it. So, I thought those Mega Force Rangers beat them. They're like, that didn't happen yet. And I'm like, son of a bitch. My jokes are clearly not funny to anyone.
Nope.
That's fine. Something about Ryuji, and he's all like overheated or something. and Zomg, and he's being a douche, which is normal. But then he passes out, and then Gorosaki's off, like, out at the playground with Jin and Jay going over some medical results for Ryuji, and it all says, like, oh, he needs to be re-examined. And Jin's like, oh, look, if he keeps getting overheated, then he's going to die. And as usual, Gorosaki, like, panics and runs off and doesn't hear Jin say, LOL, no, I was joking. And they're like, oh, shit. So he gets Jay to stop playing on the playground equipment because that's what he was doing like a child, and was like, hey, go tell Banana that I was joking. He's like, okay. So, meanwhile, Spacebar is all in hyperspace with Messia, and he's like, I want to do that whole coming out the real world thing again. He's like, okay, calm down. Take a deep breath. We're going to do that. All right? Just chill. No, I want to go in the real world. Okay, I know. Just chill. Real world now! Whoa. You're going to need to take a step back.
Like a little you can kid. Stop.
Real world! All right, fuck this. I'm out of here. So he leaves. Right, because he can't take anymore. He ends up in a warm-up suit at the gym. I don't know how this happens, because he has an infinite costume changeability. And he turns a dumbbell into the dumbbell-roid, who then makes everyone work out uncontrollably. I don't understand how bad this is, but whatever. The GoBusters, Hiromu and Yoko find out, along with Usada and Cheetah Nick, that Ryuji could die, so they go out to fight by themselves, except they end up getting stuck working out, and then the guy's chest beeps, and like, alright, we're done for the day, and like leaves. Like, alright, I guess that's how this works. So they go back to base and come up with this whole scheme to keep Ryuji from fighting. They're like, we want to get a younger Blue Buster. Because what if this lasts forever? And then it like shows adult Hiromu and Yoko, and then there's like Ryuji, old and gray with a cane. And then we see them again, but now Hiromu and Yoko are all old, and Ryuji has wings and a halo because he's dead. And it just makes no sense. So hilarity is ensuing. They want to make more Shita Blue Buster, so they take Ryuji's Morph Embrace and they're like, alright, leave. He's like, okay, I guess I'll go now. And he gets all upset, and they're like, yeah, we're going to save his life. So they explain to the girl and to Morishita why they're doing this, and like, oh, okay, we'll help. So meanwhile, Masato calls up Jay, who's at the market buying bananas. He's like, did you tell Banana it was a joke? He's like, yeah, I'm doing it right now. I'm with bananas. They're like, damn it, Jay.
Bananas. Bananas.
You jerk. So they go fight the Metroid again, and they don't do so well. Jay and Masato come help. This time, Jay gets stuck working out, and so the other three are left to fight. They get trapped under a giant dumbbell. They're like, where's Ryuji? And they're like, bro, weren't you the one that said he was going to die? It's like, didn't Jay tell you? That was a joke. I'm like, what? Son of a bitch. So the two office helpers tell the commander what's going on. And they're like, where did he hear this from? Oh, well, Gorosaki heard it from Jin. And I was like, son of a bitch. You guys took it for serious? Yes?
I always joke about death.
Right. So, meanwhile, Ryuji overheard the first part and was like, I gotta go help my friends. And he takes his crap and leaves. So, he comes out there and does this whole dramatic thing. He's like, this might be the last time I transform, but it's okay. I'm helping my friends and stuff. He's like, ah. So, he goes and transforms. And they're like, no, Ryuji, don't. And he starts, like, totally poning the Metroid. And they're like, well, are you gonna tell him? And he's like, look how good he's doing. Of course we're not going to tell him. He is fighting like a total badass. Why would we spoil the moment? And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes complete sense. So meanwhile, they free Jay, and he relieves them of the giant dumbbell that is crushing their chests and such. And so Ryuji blows up the Metroid, and
Jay is showing Masato that, see, I told Banana, and he shows him the bananas. It's like, no, I meant Gorosaki, you retard. And he's like, oh, well, I did what you said, so bye. And like, he leaves, and then Masato's like, you guys got this right, and just leaves. And the Megazord shows up, and Ryuji's like, let's do this. And they're like, so you know that whole thing about you dying? That was a joke that Masato told. He's like, son of a bitch. So then those two run in and are like, we got this, and like leave hurriedly. Like they just stole something. So they make Buster Hercules, and then Ryuji's like, I got this. And gets in his truck and is like, Optimus Primal Beast Mode, and just totally starts pwning the Megazord.
Maximize.
Who then like he throws a giant barbell at him. Which Ryuji grabs, and then Ryuji grabs it and like swings it around and hits him with it, and then like knocks him into the air and goes all Donkey Kong banana missile, blows him up. Then Jin's like, "Oh, good job, Ryuji," and then Ryuji's like, "Oh, I'm not done with you, bitch," and like he shoots missiles at him too. Because he's really pissed off at this point. And, they're like, no, it was a joke. I'm sorry. It's okay. I'm sorry. Please don't hurt me. Ah! And then, so we're all having a good laugh about it. And then they're, like, de-untransformed back on the ground. And Ryuji is still chasing them because he's really pissed off at this point, as can be expected. And, so they, He finally catches up to them and puts them in a headlock, and then it ends. So this was a pretty cool episode. I really enjoyed it. It was pretty funny. Like just the whole thing, with it being a joke.
It was so emotional too.
Like I know they were so serious. They were so desperate to help him.
It reminded me of, like, something would happen on, like, Boy Meets World or, like, How I Met Your Mother or something. Like, this whole thing that happens throughout the whole episode and it's revealed to be, like, just a prank at the end. Or an unintentional prank.
Yeah. Or, my favorite thing from this episode was at the very beginning when BJ Stagg was trying to intimidate the giant wooden grasshopper.
Like, that whole thing was just so funny. Jay is hilarious.
Both of them are. And Jin's like, oh, I'm just kidding about him dying. Wait, where did he go? Oh, fuck. That'll be fine.
And then the whole running gag about the bananas in that episode was really funny.
Well, and I loved the...
It's your fault for being vague. I told the banana.
Pretty vague. I just like... This them calling him banana is hilarious. Like, he turns around and he's like, banana? Banana? but I loved the whole imagining what they're like when they're older. Where, like, they're clearly just, like, 10 years older, and they make them 10 years older by combing their hair forward. And, Ryuji's just all old. And then dead. Like, it was, like, that was just too good. Like, it was more comedy than I'm used to with this show. It's funny. It felt, like, more like a normal Sentai episode with, like, the whole forced exercise thing.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that Geki Ranger Jungle Fury dance episode.
Oh, yeah. That's what it reminded me of, too. I like the fact that Jay just didn't care. He's just like, I can't move. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I really like Go Buster. Like, and then I'm watching it, and at first I'm like, oh, man, they already went, like, Buster Hercules. This seems unnecessary. And, like, you know, all the things we talk about them not doing... But then instead they go, nope. And then, like, in runs the gorilla and it's like, ah, kill your face. And we're like, whoa.
Whoa.
That was intense, bro.
Whoa, like, calm down.
But I just love how they're like, aren't you going to tell him? And they're like, look at him fighting. He's, like, totally owning that thing. No, I'm not going to tell him. We'll wait till later.
No, I'm not going to tell him. Why would I tell him? Look at him go. We don't even have to do anything. We can just sit here and chillax under this dumbbell. It'll be awesome.
Like, yeah, it was pretty funny. I enjoyed it. It was good. Anything else we wish to say about Go Busters at this time?
No. Not really.
Escape comes in next week, and she's adorable.
Like, the only thing I do want to say about this episode is just that I really like how it blended the comedic moments with just the general serious tone of this episode with Ryuji's like, oh, I'm gonna die. Fuck my life.
And so then, fuck my life moment when you find out you're gonna die. It just really drags your day down, you know? I was gonna get an ice cream later, but you know, what does it matter? I was just gonna say, I forgot to mention, like, I really like how their weaknesses aren't always used for comic relief. I think I've said this before.
Yeah.
But, like, it's... They're just used really well. Like, it's a legit, like, kryptonite-type deal.
Like, I think Hiromu's is the only one that actually gets used for comedic purposes.
Yeah.
Just because it's, like, his apparent one true fear is chickens.
The best part, by far, was when he just... Jin put that picture on his face and put his helmet on. Just carried him away.
That really is, like, the best thing ever. Like,
but at least Ryuji's in... Fuck. Herner.
He's in
her.
Fuck, yeah.
I forgot her name. Yellow.
I don't know, because I don't know what we're doing with the... Yoko?
Yeah, that's her name. I was just trying to remember. I wanted to call her Tomoko, and I knew that wasn't right. She I guess that's all Japanese girls that could look creepy, like, just from the back with long hair. Oh, I'm gonna die.
Yep.
Speaking of yep. Ring Girl, should we move on? Or we got anything?
I think so.
No, I'll keep Ranger still. We got a tissue. Fuck, it's in my other pants. Never mind.
I think it's one of those things that's always gone.
Yep. The tissues or I'll keep Ranger?
I'll keep Ranger.
Alright, well, so, you ready?
Yep.
For the summary? Okay, so we started things up with Yuki getting information on that space program thingy. And it's like, it's you and Kengo, and only one of you is going to go to space. I'm like, they've already been to space. She can go to space right now. Okay, whatever. She can just walk through a door. And then she hears voices from space, and creepy chairman guy's like, I hear them too. I'm like, ah, Lord. They're in communications with the Skitters. And then we have Tachibana OG. He's checking her constellation again. He's like, but I already checked her. Check her again! And he checked her. He's like, oh my God, she's Gemini. It's a mini Gemini. It's a Gemini. And then later it appears that Yuki is being a creepy all ring girl because she kind of looks like the girl from the ring from the back. Kind of reminded me of Scary Movie a little bit, but Scary Movie 3. Anyway, is doing a bunch of pranks around the school and everyone confronts her and she's like, no, I swear it was Doppler radar. And they're like, that's just a weather scanner. She's like, okay, it was Gengar. Look, that is a fictional Pokemon that is a dead Clefable. Bitch, you be lying. And then
the dead Clefable.
And then later they find her apparently pushing Mew over the edge of the railing, and Forze catches her, and she turns into Gemini and fights Forze and Meteor, and then the fight stops because it's too early to end the episode. But then they find her again. She's like, I have to prove my innocence. And then they tie her up, and she's like, I swear it's not me. All girls have hair like this. And they're like, nope. And then they let her go. I don't remember what they convinced to let her to go. She's like, you forgot the tickets, Gentaro. And he's like, you're right, I'll untie you. That's all I remember. So she returns home to find her creepy double who's like, ah, I was locked up by Irene Manning and taught to be you. And there's a Scar and a Todd reference here somewhere. And so, I can't remember this. It was set up. But so basically, she was switch raped into pressing a switch, and it split her into her light and dark halves, but the Dino Gem can't handle both of them, so only one can exist, really. And so she transforms, and Gintaro transforms in her room, and then they're fighting outside. And then Sagittarius shows up and explains everything to him, and Yuki's face starts to disappear, and then Gemini throws a bomb card at Meteor, and it explodes, and then it ends. Oh, where do I start? Really, where do I start with this one? Okay. I'll be honest, I kind of like the way they did this with Yuki being the switcher and, like, splitting her personalities.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish they would have foreshadowed it a bit more, even if it was just five or so episodes ago or two. It's really sudden, which is most of the show now. But, like, the impact of that episode was taken away by two things. One, it being Forze, and two, like, it's ridiculous attempts at humor that were just unfunny. And the whole beginning, it's like one of those things that just feels painful to watch that just took away from what could have been a more dramatic episode.
Did you have the same...
Pod reference? Yes.
No. The same reaction as me when her family came out, which is, I want to claw my eyes out.
Oh, God. I wanted to claw my entire innards out.
Yeah, I was like...
Fuck, isn't it?
It was basically, how can you be Dr. Maki?
Like, he ruined his image for me now. I mean, they should have done a crossover, and, like, Dr. Maki finally found love and married someone and had a kid within... He had a 16-year-old girl in a year. It can happen. No, he built one. He used Hartford Industries and built one. There, triple crossover. Now Watto's going crazy. Apparently it's Watto. I don't know who they are, but they're rivaling Watto.
All right, so here's my deal. Like...
Wonderful against deer organization. What were they?
You know what got me? Hold on. This is the one thing that gets me about the whole thing. This episode makes Meteor seem like a retard.
Why?
Why? Because his whole thing was, I need to get Ares so that he can wake up, my friend, and my friend can turn the switch off. Clearly, you can get switch effects by just making the guy push the switch yourself. Why didn't he just think to do that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Why did they do anything in the show?
Like, really, why didn't he just take the switch, put it in his friend's hand, click it, and then he's fine?
Well, whatever happened to have to go through the stages of a Zodiard evolution? First you went, like, Super Saiyan 1, then Super Saiyan 2, and then you were a full-blown Zodiard thing. Nope, not just one click. Acceptance is just one click away.
Well,
what is this, South Harbor?
The thing about the everyone just like one click bam, you're a horoscope now, apparently it was
the
never
cosmic
specified
energy above
in
the
show,
thing.
So it's just a theory.
The cosmic energy above the thing.
Yeah.
We went over this.
Okay,
but
see,
it's still,
you read threads. Yeah.
Well, no, I read
I don't
you when you said
read
it last
they're,
week.
They're
week
so,
before.
They're so hate-filled when it comes to GoBusters and lovey-dovey when it comes to Forza. It makes my eyes want to bleed.
I just realized we already had this conversation. Well, about the cosmic
the
energy.
Hole?
Yeah, I don't remember if it was in private discussion or not, but okay, I got lawyer.
I have lots of private discussions with Dawson.
But like, what bothers me the most is the fact that this whole thing with Emoto could have been a great story arc that concluded in two episodes. Like, they revealed that Emoto was Virgo, that Emoto was Tachibana, so therefore Tachibana was Virgo. And there's this whole thing, and then he's dead.
Yeah.
They could have had a whole thing to where Emoto's playing both sides of the table and working with the Rider Club to try to take down Gamo, and then Gamo is still trying to push him around to do whatever the hell he's trying to do. And, like, it had so much potential to be a really cool story element.
And now it's just gone.
That they just got rid of instantly because they decided to kill him.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I'm like, that whole part of the show's over now.
Like, that just bothered me. And then, like you said, completely out of left field with Yuki being Gemini, even though we were kind of making jokes about it because she talks to puppets. But,
that was foreshadowing, Brian.
But, like, that was kind of out of left field, and, I mean, I like the fact that the actual Yuki isn't really the Zodiart, but at the same time, the whole Gemini's makes your darkness come out or something just kind of seems like a cop-out method of it not actually being Yuki, but still being Yuki.
At least they used the twins thing. Twins, Basil! Twins!
Yeah, like, I'm okay with it because... Like you said, like, Gemini not using the whole twins aspect would be silly. But it just... Everything this show's giving just kind of seems entertaining, but so sudden that it just doesn't seem entertaining anymore. Like,
if this was a more... I know exactly what you mean, but, if this was a more serious show, not like all Batman Begins Dark Knight, but if they took shit a little more serious, they could have foreshadowed Yuki's Gemini thing, or Gemini, throughout like the whole show or like the second half or even 10 episodes, and made her just a better character having to do with wanting to go to space and maybe having some of those darker type deals or whatever that would make more sense for her to split off. Because right now she's just a giant like hubba bubba. That it makes no sense that she's got, like, a dark side that wants to do these things. Because she's just running around with her stupid Hayabusa-kun for, like, 40 episodes. Like, I would have never suspected. I mean, if anybody, it would be Tomoko.
Being insane and wanting to hit people? Yeah.
Just the eyeshadow alone. I mean, there's a dark side there. I don't know. I don't know, it talks like Majin Buu, which freaks me out. The whole faceless thing freaked me out a little bit, I'll be honest.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. But
yeah, that's a Japanese thing. They do
I mean,
that.
Is it wrong that I'm kind of rooting for them to wait for fake Yuki to take over a little bit so she gets her face and disappears, and then they can destroy them? Both of them are gone. Like, I want the Dark One to get full control so she's the only one, and then they can kill her. We'll just wait till the other one disappears first. You kill two birds with one stone, really. You get rid of a villain and the most annoying character in the history of television. I mean, honestly, I don't want Yuki around. Is it just me?
No, oh, no, we got that part, bro.
I could do without her, but
she doesn't really seem to have too much of a purpose.
I don't know. Like I was just thinking about how many awesome plot elements that they could have that they just didn't.
I was
just getting frustrated.
I was thinking about how any mysteries or questions I had set at the beginning have been answered shallowly. Like, what happened to Kengo's dad? Who sent the driver? And Kengo's illness was just completely swept under the rug unless they decide to explain it away in an episode. Just, I don't really care about anything to be revealed
maybe
anymore.
Kengo can be Pisces. Yeah, Pisces.
You know
what's funny? Oh shit. Oh, remember now. Well, not funny. You know what was obnoxious? That confused those words for a minute. Was when, like, they're sitting there and they're like, "Oh, Genshin, you're like the worst friend ever."
Like, I didn't understand that. Like, I understand she got upset because of apparently something that they made in the past, if the
preview
was any indication, but like, it was just really weird. Like, "You're a bad friend." I'm like, what do you...
Well, what gets me is that they're sitting here and like, "Oh, you're a bad friend." And okay, here's Gintaro. You're supposed to, you know, bestest childhood friend. May or may not be a Zodiart. May or may not be some kind of insane, crazy person. You're upset because she told you you're a bad friend.
He was devastated. Like,
that's what he's most concerned with. Is that she told him he's a terrible friend.
Yeah, done?
I don't know. But I think
now it's time for... Oh, wait, Samurai's not on yet.
Now it's time for bed. Because now it's time for ramble time. Yeah.
It was like a little... Wizard of Oz.
Or something, I don't know. That was a licky tongue attack.
Licky tongue.
It was a licky tongue that had harumph, I think.
Trade it for a Wobbuffet, and then just leave Wobbuffet somewhere because you can't bring Pokemon with you or something.
I missed that licky tongue. It was the only thing that was competent enough to beat Ash and his people.
Poor Jesse and James. They never get like past two Pokemon. I think max was three. Not max, like the kid, but like the maximum amount. Anyway.
Maxwell Smart?
Is that his name? No, it's not his name. What's May's last name?
She doesn't have one. She doesn't have last names.
Well, I know
that Ash does, but that's because it's a joke, and same thing with Tracy. No one else in that show has a last name.
Well, what? Unless I know her dad's name is Dad, according to the game.
Well, of course it is, but his name is Norman Dad.
It's a pun on normal dad, somehow. It's not funny, though. They think it is in Pokemon Land, though. God, there's a movie called... No, I already said that. Boondock Saints? Oh, hell yeah. Daryl Dixon?
So, anyway, the club explosion started.
Speaking of Pokemon, good segue, everyone. Good work all around.
Ash is using Scraggy, because apparently that's a good idea.
Scraggy!
Calm down.
I massively approve.
Well, they said that there was a lot of fighting Pokemon there, so they were like, "Scragger!" And he was like, "Oh, okay."
So do you have to use a fighting Pokemon? Is that the rule?
Yeah, you have to.
No.
So I don't know why I just channeled the teacher.
I don't think Palpitoad's a fighting Pokemon.
And Palpatine's a...
No, it's not. No, it's not. But they don't have these a fighting type. That guy, Steven or Stefan or Stewie?
Stop.
Whatever his name is that nobody gets right, he told him, was like, "Oh, hey, there's probably going to be a lot of fighting types there.
So and let's use a Pokemon that's weak to fighting types.
Yeah, instead of use your flying type. Good job, 8. Look, your wallet. It's full of Aish.
Regardless, Scraggy's there and I'm happy.
Who's, what's her face using? Poofy hair. Iris.
Who else? Excadrill.
Oh. Well, who else? She always uses Axew. The other two barely.
I know, you thought I was going to say Axew, didn't you? But yeah. I didn't.
I watched it, but I don't remember it because it's gone. Who's Silent? Silent uses Pansage because, let's face it, he's got a flat fish and then someone else. Oh, he's got the table.
The table.
He's got, like, I swear, they're trying their hardest to redeem all the Pokemon we initially hated. They succeeded with Scraggy. They're not really doing so well on Stunfisk. Still pretty stupid.
Stunfisk.
I don't know. I hate him a little less. He went from, like, 0 to 1/2.
To 1/2.
At least Dwubble was kind of fine. I'm not too keen on Crustle, but Dwubble was at least like, Wabble! I'm like, oh, you're kind of adorable. And then he's like, oh, I have a table now. I'm like, eh. It's not like being a Kamen Rider. But.
So, okay. What happened in this episode exactly?
There was fighting.
Pansage beat...
What happened? All those rivals came back that we hate so damn much?
Oh, yeah. The chick with the necessary hat. She's Burgundy, like, Iris, I like ice.
And Georgia.
Is that Georgia the and versions? Bianca.
Bianca.
Burger T and Jordan virgin? Virgin?
Excuse me?
I was going to say Burgundy and Georgia versions is the next sixth generation, and then I said virgin.
Well, okay.
And that didn't happen.
And who got Trip?
Who tripped?
No, I mean, who battled Nobody. Trip? Trip didn't even battle yet, but...
Yeah.
It was...
Is he Iris? Is he battling Iris? No.
No, was it Bianca?
Maybe.
Yeah, Bianca has to fight Trip in the first round.
I feel like this is the black and white version of that tournament that happened right before Ash got Chimchar in Gen 4. In the
kinda.
It just reminds me of that, because like they brought all the rivals in, and then you got Trip being like, oh, I'm so experienced, like, bitch. God, that makes me so upset. I can't even handle that.
So, Sock beat Palpitoad.
Oh yeah, Sock's all awesome. He's like, I'm Sock. Am I the only
Pansage beat someone?
Am I the only one that not only sees his name as being Skull, and thinks of like a footwear sock whenever they say it?
Yes.
Who did Pansage beat? No, Pansage didn't fight.
Oh, I thought he did.
Scraggy beat Simi Sage.
Okay.
Oh yeah, because that dude's like, I have hair, and then Pokemon's like, me too. And he was like, see me. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm about to do a jig? What's happening here? It was weird.
Wasn't there one more fight?
It sounded like some sort of underground.
There was like Sock and Throw having like a rivalry showdown or something.
They just showed off though. It was like, I'm a Sock. I'm a Throw Pillow. And they're like, oh, linens. And they were really upset.
So the other guy's like, I got a Throw. And we're like, okay.
Okay.
Wow, the show's great. Well, at least it's more entertaining when they do, like, tournament arcs or something instead of just walking around like, hey, let's help these random old people and we're going to stay in their house.
Yeah, I like the show a lot more when we're watching battles.
Yeah.
Because if anything, they at least still keep the entertaining battles with good strategies and stuff.
It's when the characters start talking that I lose interest.
Well, the thing is that the rivals suck so hard and they each have, like, the same lines every time they're on screen.
We haven't seen anything, but I kind of hope in Black and White 2 they bring back Paul.
I'd love to see Paul. I'd love to see, like, half of Ash's rivals. Richie?
Pansage did fight. It fought a Gotharita.
Yeah, I told you it fought.
You
said no, Simi Sage. Rewind the tape. No, he didn't. Simi Sage fought. See, you said that.
Simi Sage did fight. He fought against Scraggy and lost.
No, Pansage.
I know, but Simi Sage... You're not listening to me, Brian.
Nice try, Blair.
You're not listening to me.
When do I ever listen to you?
You specifically told me that Pansage did not fight.
I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
Look, I don't remember it that way, Brian.
Listen to this episode when it comes out, and...
I'll listen to it in about, like, 4 days.
And you'll be like... You'll be like a lawyer or something. Oh, like a bong.
You'll have to self-lawyer yourself.
There's going to be a lawyerception and then that overdone-ception joke with that movie with all of Nolan's cronies.
Trip's entering with a Conkelder, even though I thought it was Conkelder, but it's Conkelder, apparently.
We all thought it was Conkelder.
I thought it was new Hitmonchi. Hitmonchi! That's the fourth evolution introduced in Gen 6. Shh! Insider information.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
Scraggy!
Scraggy is the bomb.com.
The bomb diggity. Oh, man. Remember the bomb diggity?
Do what?
Do what? No? Alright.
What?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway. Battles are fun. Yay, Scraggy. Okay.
Yay, battles. A fast battle.
Pokemon.
Oh, I'm undefeatable.
No, no. It's King. Get it?
Walking down this endless highway. Nothing but my friends beside me.
Never give in, never rest.
Advanced battle is the ultimate test. From the earth, the land, the sea, and sky. Yeah. What? I don't like the rest of the song. It doesn't make sense and it's stupid. As it is, it said the earth, the land, the sea, and sky. I'm like, wait. You said the same thing twice.
Wait.
Expecto Patronum learned. Bitches.
King.
Oh, I'm undefeatable. Advanced battle. I'm unbeatable. Pokemon.
I don't remember that guy being there.
Okay.
Shit, so, sorry, that was really loud.
Earth's mightiest heroes that can end.
And there came a day like any other when Marvel needed to.
There came a day like any other. Shut up, not Samuel L. Jackson.
When Marvel needed to do damage control. Oh, times.
So this whole build-up to the Skrull War ended as fast as Emoto died.
This is my brief summary of how it went down. We caught you, Skrulls. Aw, shit, son, my bad. We're going to back up right out of here. We didn't mean to cause any harm. That's how it happened in my head.
That's fairly accurate.
Like, real Captain America showed up and he was like, shenanigans! And they're like, oh shit, we better get out of here. He just called shenanigans.
Just called shenanigans.
Like, this is serious. He's got the brander. Get out of here now. He's gonna brand himself because he's had that fetish for a while and we made one. And they're Super Skrulls. And I don't know how they got Thor's powers because they come from a hammer and we can't replicate the hammer. They're showing Street Sharks on TV right now. Where is this from? It's not Attack of the Show. Sorry. I got distracted like a child.
Like, what I found more enjoyable than the episode itself was looking at the Super Skrulls and trying to figure out whose powers they had.
Is there a Wolverine there?
Well, there was a Wolverine there. There was a fucking, what's his name, Tornado?
Oh, yeah, that guy, I think he was just in Ultimate Spider-Man, because I'm like, hey, he came from the other show.
There was a Spider-Man, too.
Was there?
Yeah.
They got Nick Bell.
What else? There was a lot of things. It was fun. I was like, this is more entertaining. Because, like, I was complaining about when Forza, like, just ended so quickly. Like,
well, it was disappointing. I mean, they've been
no
building it up.
There was no threat at the end of it.
I know, they're just like, oh, we got in your office. And then, like, there was a little squabble, and then they left, and everyone's dead. Like, it seemed so pointless. And then, Thor has been gone for so long, and he just comes back like, oh, shit, I came back and stuff happened. I guess I'll fight. Like, that was anticlimactic. I think he just came back like, hey, like, it made it seem like Iron Man called him in. He's like, oh, look a bit, look. He can't even talk. He's like, oh, I picked a good time to come back, I guess. I'm like, well, that was stupid.
What took so long? Like, you left, like, 5 episodes ago.
And he's been there, gone since last season. He's been gone 5 episodes to us. Panther
Dawson was all like, I haven't seen your black ass in ages.
That was Black Panther, but thank God I haven't seen it, because it's sleep-inducing. But I don't know. It just didn't feel like it had the weight that it should have.
Like, I don't know.
Is it not eating enough? What's the matter?
I mean, I haven't bothered to look at spoilers for the upcoming episodes or anything, but like, I hope like that was just kind of like a red herring or something, and like it's not over yet. Because
red herring's that character and pup named Scooby Doo.
I know.
It's never
I love
him.
That show.
Well, it's never red herring.
Free. I just got some.
Well, that was that one episode where it was red herring, and then Freddy didn't guess red herring, and he was all upset. That definitely happened. I remember. I have it on DVD.
Okay. Anyway,
I believe.
I own things.
It's just frustrating. Like it.
Yeah.
It should have been more.
It really should have. Like, I thought it was going to be this two-part epic battle and war, and the Captain America's going to do more than just have a slap fight on the stairs. And then, like, it was just over, and they're like, why is Captain America like, I don't trust anyone? Dude, you've been locked up. Like, he wasn't even a part of that whole, like, no, you did it thing. He's just sad. I guess he's just sad from being raped in prison. But it didn't make sense, that part.
When and, I like, get raped in prison, I'm sad.
I get what Kiefer was saying in his little lawyering attempt about, like, oh, they need to go, they go off on their own all the time and stuff, but it just felt like, to me, because I don't care what happened in the comics, because this is the show, is that with the way they were so united at the end of last season, and then coming into this season with the infiltration, it would have been so much more meaningful if we'd seen them together more, and then have them with the mistrust, but it just didn't feel as meaningful. And then you got, what's her face, Sparkle Chick, and, like, I don't even care if she trusts anyone, because she's just still new. She's like the new kid. She's going to get picked on until the new one comes in after that. I don't know. I just thought a lot of things could have been handled better.
Yep, the scrolls are gone.
Oh, well, this sucks. Scrolls of empowerment descend! That's what they call the Super Poles. Poles? Wow, you really shouldn't have let me into life. Like, I couldn't even say the word scroll, I said poles.
I seen Red Skull and thought it was a Red Scroll, but no, it's Red Skull.
So. I can't wait to have a bitch fit about them dubbing over Spectacular Spider-Man again. Oh my god. At least he got to play that spider thief on Young Justice.
Yeah. That's disappointing.
It is. It really is. And, like, it seemed like all these things were going towards each other in this episode. Like, Captain America ever was knocked out, and they just left him there. Like, you could take him hostage or, like, slit their throats. No? All right, just leave him there to get rescued. Good idea. And then, like, Captain America arrived, and where was that? Where was Serpent and everyone? It was just him and that chick. And
I mean, it was about 13 episodes of build-up for a one-episode fight that only lasted not even half the episode.
And I didn't even feel the weight of, like, the whole invasion thing.
Like, I mean, you knew about it from just things the characters were saying, but you didn't really get to feel the threat exactly.
It's like when you saw the city being blown to shit in the movie. You really felt the threat there.
Yeah, kind of.
I'm like, oh, fuck, people are going to be pissed. We got that close.
And then when Hulk hit Thor, you were like, whoa.
Whoa, man, calm down.
I feel like there was a couple other battles. I remember there was that one this season where those guys invaded from Captain Marvel and, like, only half of them there because the rest of them were playing Minesweeper. But that one felt a little more serious. And then there was some last season. The last season with that dude from the future. He was, that one felt really serious.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Like, that guy. Stupid future man. Oh, wait. Maybe I get everything mixed up because I have too many different universes in my head. But was the thing that that dude was talking about that Captain America did to destroy the future, was that Skrull Captain America he was talking about? Like, in the his version of the future, maybe the Skrull succeeded? Kiefer will probably have super lawyer explanation. Like,
okay, I think... So, the future guy.
Future man.
I really wish I could remember his name, because I don't.
We'll call him Jesus.
Let's call him Kyle. I like Kyle.
Alright, let's call him Kang. XY.
Alright, Carlos. Carlos it is.
I think his name was Kang.
No, Kang's one of the Klingons.
No, Tang. How is it not Tang?
What was it?
It was like, oh fuck, it was like something, Tang was in the word. Oh, it was Wu-Tang, W-U-Tang.
Wu-Tang?
Yeah.
Wu-Tang Clan?
And, like, I didn't pay attention because in the drawing right before it, he wrote W-U dash and then erased it, but he messes around all the time and he'll write jokes and shit and, like, messages to me before he finishes the thing, so I wasn't paying attention, especially after the 10th time I loaded it up.
Really? Because that's Wu-Tang Financial, to the Wu.
And how I solved it is I just texted him and said, how is it not Tang? And he goes, you clearly didn't see the Wu I wrote before.
Tang.
Ryan and I spent minutes solving this.
So, in his timeline, I would assume that they awoke Captain America, and therefore the Skrull Captain America existed. And then because of that, the Skrull invasion happened, because wasn't Kang, like, all pissed
Wu-Tang
because
Clan
the Skrulls
ain't
came
to
and
fuck
took
with.
Over the world or something, and it was his world or something? I don't remember.
All I remember is that he was mad that Captain America destroyed the future. That's all I remember. So it might be unrelated, but like that sounds like what could have happened.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
I mean, that was like a timeline where Captain America and like all of his little prison break cronies, Prison Break 3, space. Anyway, his little space cronies, like they didn't have enough fuel, and they just got stalled, and like AAA took too long, so everyone still thought that dude was Captain America. That's what happened.
Okay.
It's in canon now.
Okay. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
You know what this episode made me really realize, though, is that I miss Young Justice.
Yeah. When is that coming back? I keep
fall
saying
sometime.
That. I think I've said that about 5 times this podcast.
It'll be fall sometime. I'm guessing... Well, they might do different premiere dates, but I feel like they should just do... No, wait, because Ben... No, it's Saturday mornings. What am I thinking? Because it'll probably be when Ben...
One Saturday morning...
Ben 10 and Green Lantern, so hopefully I'll come back at the same time.
Yeah, and Green Lantern, I know, is September. And I think, isn't that Batman show supposed to come in September, too?
I feel like that's 2013, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. I mean, it could be. I don't know things. I pretend to know things. There's the Batman show, and then there's also, like, Turtles is September.
Yeah, Turtles
is
September.
That's Nickelodeon, but...
Yeah.
I know, that's what I said.
It'll be fall. I just got confused because I was thinking, well, Clone Wars will premiere, too. I'm like, well, that's nighttime. Because they stab people on that show. Well, they stabbed people in Young Justice. They stabbed Artemis. Fake, or not really stabbed her.
Well, I mean, they fake stabbed her.
They used water.
They used one of those joke water things. Like they use
joke. It's like those guns that you shoot. It says bang. It's a joke. Oh, I get it. Like those knives that stunt knives. No,
the stunt knives, like those retract in. I'm talking like one of those like fake. Like, you see somebody with a fake arrow wrapped around their head?
I got it, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say what they should have done in that scene is have one of those avatar pops up that says, this is his water bending. Thanks. Thanks, pop-up.
Thanks, Dawson Rider. Thanks, Dawson Rider.
Thanks, old man.
Oh, man. How'd you know it was me?
Oh, man, I look like a dumbass.
Yeah, if I'm reading this right, it was because of Skrull Captain America and stuff.
Maybe
oh, man.
You're a fag. I should have made a big deal about that. Like, oh, that must have been what you're talking about. And said Captain America's just like, going to my room. And Iron Man's
He's supposed to reappear in the episode with the new Avengers.
Well.
Oh, man. You're a dumbass.
I don't know.
I wonder if that Wolverine's going to be voiced by Steve Blum, too.
Hopefully. Maybe he'll be voiced by David Kano. You know, let's not give Steve Blum back his job. Well, we got him, but we're not going to use him. Why?
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yup. So, Ultimate Spider-Man. Shit, I can't even remember what episode it was about.
Ultimate Spider-Monkey?
What was it about? I swear to God, I watch these episodes and then I lose what they're about.
That's why I don't even bother.
Oh, my God. It's going to bother me now. I'm trying to think what the episode was.
Did you see this Taiwanese teen died after 40-hour Diablo 3 marathon?
What?
That's kind of... The whole
kid
team?
In Taiwan, this teenager in Taiwan played Diablo 3 for 40 hours straight and then just died.
Did he drink anything?
Why did I laugh at that? That's mean.
I think it's funny.
His fault. If he didn't drink or eat anything, then you can laugh because it's his fault.
Yeah, no, he just sat there.
It's really funny. That reminds me of, like, a headline doesn't give you the full explanation of the circumstances. Like, back when that H1N1 scare happened, there was some lady that died in a car accident, and she had H1N1, and they added her to the count of people that had it. I thought it was funny. Like, she had H1N1. She was in a car accident. That's why she died. Like, stop trying to scare me. And when people start wearing masks in the stores, I'm like, oh, Lord.
Oh, God, we're Japan.
It's an epidemic. 6 people have it. How many people live here? 6 people? One of them was like 87. God knows if he even died from that. He probably just died because you told him he had it, and then he had a heart attack. Why are we talking about like laughing at dead people and it's mean?
Because I haven't watched Tron yet again.
Oh, yeah.
And
I still can't think of what Ultimate Spider-Man was about. Like, I know we're not going to talk about it, but it's just bothering me. I don't know what it was about. Peter Parker was like, I'm Peter. Parker.
Parker.
Swinging spider.
Peter. I don't know. We're just kind of filling time right now. Yeah,
we're just singing things. Are you almost done with Evil Metabots?
About 20 episodes or so.
Not too bad. You have a full schedule, Brian. I have you down for Prison Break, and then you need to watch Walking Dead. I need people to talk to this about because I have no time.
I keep forgetting about that. God damn it.
I still need to find Alien Force downloads.
Begin the download.
Go to Pirate Bay and type in...
I did. I typed in Brandon Alien Force. There were a lot of options, some of them in other languages. I didn't know what to do, and I was going to ask you, and I got scared.
Get the Portuguese version, then you can go on that blog.
Fine, I'll go find it for you.
Speaking of Alien Force, I still think that for Megaforce promos, we need to get Peter Cullen to do a goal, full force! Just rerun the dialogue from the previews, just like... Ben 10 is back! Wait, this is a Power Rangers promo. Oh, well.
Yep.
Cartoon Network original series. Power Rangers Force.
Power Rangers Force.
Like, they just have a generic guy. Power Rangers Mega Force.
Force
from the future.
Oh my god. It scares me how much all of our minds are on the same track.
We need SH Figure Arts Ball of Light.
He should be an accessory with Deca Break. Just like a little ball of light.
That'd be so awesome. SH Figure Arts Sam.
I'm pretty much willing to bet we'll get Figure Arts Deca Gold at some point too, just because, I mean, you could see her from a distance, but she still existed. Figure Arts A Squad, man, that would be awesome.
Figure Arts Go Say Green but has no head, because we don't know what his helmet looks like.
They just do his body and then they just put Sen's head on there. Sens, go save a red pose. Go save red. Why did they let me in? That'd be a Christmas. Oh god, there's a Go-Kart Christmas.
Here, you don't need any of the Ben 10 episodes, but here's all of Alien Force in the first season of Ultimate Alien. Oh, shut up.
Yay!
It's like a prank.
See, if you complain enough, someone will do it for you. Take that, YouTube commenters.
Kevin uses the strategy and wins.
I learned how to win from Shuki. That's what he does in every store ever. Everyone else gets blocked, Brian gets a hot towel.
He gets the only Taja spinner and other things, and then he sells it. Ungrateful.
Yep. Alright, so now it is time for the...
Occupant Rangers!
Oh. I wish it was.
Sorry.
Of the bi-weekliness!
The same voice Brian uses for Occupant Ranger.
Facebook.
That's just his voice.
It's just my voice in a more obnoxious, deeper manner. Barely.
More obnoxious, huh?
Facebook.
It's always that obnoxious.
Okay, so this week's question was, which Power Rangers series do you think that had the best musical score and why?
Oh, wait, I gotta go to Facebook, hold on.
Oh shit, I misclicked.
Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. Alright. Nice
name, good job.
Alright, here we go. Alright, I'm there, we're good. We're great. We're good.
Ow.
Great.
We're great. Ha, ha, ha. Oh.
This is where you read.
Okay. So, Gary Baker says, well, for starters, Mighty Morphin Ron motherfucking Wasserman FTW. I'll talk about that more once we're done. I do want to mention things like that. But RPM, Down of Thunder, Samurai, and of course, wait, no, this one isn't obvious in the slightest. Lost Galaxy Go. Tangent time. Yay. Kevin, I can't believe you have never played / heard of Apples to Apples.
That's like
that
the third
Dawson.
Person to comment on. Was it? Or was it both of us?
I think it was both of you guys, actually. But
we're the same person, actually. That was going to be revealed in season 4. You just spoiled it.
Have not lived till you have played it. It's legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant because it's full of dairy. Tangent over.
Nice How I Met Your Mother reference. I like it. And then Kyle, the Koga Turner, says, I'd have to say PR in space, partially because most people will say MMPR. Thank you. I want to be different. The opening theme was the one that stuck into my head and never came back out. Sounds a little disturbing when I read it like that. The music fits some of the more dramatic scenes very well, especially the Darkonda and Ecliptor fight scenes. I almost said Darkonda.
Whoop, whoop. All right, so we have Greg's. Did you see the last Tosh with, was it, like, the dude who
Posse Kid?
No, the one before that. I can't think of the guy's name. Like, the dude had, like, these whistler tips on his car, and it, like, sounds like an alarm.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and he just goes on, whoop, whoop. All right, so, Greg Santucci says RPM. The theme was kind of meh, but the fight music was really well done. SPD is a close second. The theme was better than RPM's, and again, the fight music was good.
Luke Joseph Cato says, I've only seen a handful of series, but the best I've heard has easily been one of the first three PR series. The theme song was iconic and had a variety of music in different themes.
And we have Kiefer Market. Kiefer Market. That's the store he's opening when we all finally live in the same place.
I bet you didn't call him Kiefer Maggot. Like
Kiefer Margaret? What?
Market? I said market, like a farmer's market. Anyway, definitely SPD. The epic background music is trying to talk over the laughing, perfectly captured the mood of every scene and moment. Regardless of whether it was a huge dramatic battle or a smaller, more personal scene, plus I can't think of any other PR theme that makes for the awesome music. I can't read, Kevin, you're right. I can't think of a PR theme that makes for the more awesome battle music than SPD instrumental. God, I get nervous about reading fast and then I try to go too fast.
So we just did Kiefer?
Yeah.
All right. So we got Sean Stewart, Genix. Well, this is as tough one. I agree with Kiefer, and I'm going with SPD. Music knew when to be serious, when to be silly, when to be depressed, and other emotions. My best example is when Boom made his speech. The music fit very well for one of the most epic moments in the show because it fit with him saying, I'm staying and defending my home from these motherfucking aliens. It knew what emotion to play and did a better job at doing emotions than any Forza character.
Zing.
So Colin E. Watkins says, a few people have already said SPD, and I agree with them. It had awesome music. I also like Mystic Forces because it really captured the magic and mystery. So agree.
Mystic Force.
Or at least I felt. I also love Jungle Fury's soundtrack. And particularly that fight music where there was a choir saying hi-ya epically and the Daishi theme. And as much as the actual theme sucks, Rabbit Balls on Easter, I like Overdrive's background music vaguely reminding me of Indiana Jones.
Clooney Walker, you're my boy! Brofist! It's like my answer. Love that guy. So now we have Anthony C. Delaney Jr. Any relation to Dana Delaney? No? No one will get that joke. I think the original.
She was Lois Lane.
Not just because it was the first one and so nostalgic, but because no matter how many times I watch the different PR shows, I always finding myself thinking of that music when I think PR. I think of the fight scenes and the theme and the wonderful in-between music. I think MMPR has the greatest soundtrack. I just usually think of picnic benches, but that's just me. Lots of flipping. I don't know what they were trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Well, next we have TKD Tigray, who says, I have to say in space...
God, it's Jerry Rick. Sorry.
It had a lot of fresh new sounds with added OG MMPR music to keep it in the Zordon era of PR. I do like Dino Thunder, SPD, and Jungle Fury because they had great music that definitely followed the theme of each season and the drama of each episode.
Yay. Edgar Queck says, Ninja Storm, because it's the first PR I saw. I really enjoyed biasness. Okay, there you go. 12-year-old Singaporean children watch this.
Does that mean he's 12? Or does that mean he just
watch Ninja Storm? Or
things.
What are they
or
watching?
Facebook? Are they watching us? Okay.
I don't want to be watching.
Facebook question of the weekling.
Next we have...
I get it.
Jerry Gregg says, I don't want to sound like the people on Ranger Board, but MMPR because of the White and Green Ranger themes.
Jigglypuff does not approve.
He's mad at his answer. Jerry Rigg, fix it.
Next is Jared Castillo, who says, I like the Green Ranger theme song because it was the first real theme song I heard when first got into Power Rangers, and he is also my favorite. Well, yeah, Tommy. Green.
Green? Why is this your favorite? Green!
Green.
Oh, okay. Space. Brian?
Oh.
Wake him up, sorry. I'm sleeping scared.
I forgot it was my turn. I forgot what we did here. Joe Bailey says, Lost Galaxy because Nana Hey gonna blow you away. Okay.
Okay. All I remember from Lost Galaxy was brr, 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 and that's what they used for the rest of the series. Jacob Wentz says, for some reason, Lightspeed's music is popping into my head, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite. I would have to say my favorite is Ninja Storm because it was growing. Nice. But seriously, it was really different from the previous Saban era music and fit the ninja scenes of the series. I mean, come on ahead. I could just like do anything to that music. People said they get pumped by fight. I get pumped from that. That sounds wrong.
Oh, I'm sure you do get pumped by a lot of things.
God. Well, I get this point.
Let's see. Where are we? Next... is Eric Beltran says, I'm going to say Ninja Storm since it was different from previous PR seasons and the music fits in really well. I also like the In Space and SPD music because the music fits in really well with the fight scenes, and these songs captured the mood of the season really well.
Yay.
Isn't there a running joke about how Brian always has to read his friends?
God damn it!
Brian gets Jeff in like every podcast.
What? The hell!
I think Jeff counts. Like, he sits there and waits.
I think he does. This is too weird.
Conspiracy! Like,
this is... I think... I swear to God, he counts. He waits till the last minute and counts. And I was like, okay, click.
Okay, Brian's gonna read this one. Click.
So, he's three clicks away from the camp! The hell's a
like
click?
I said,
like a mouse click?
Talk about this later. But he says, I have to say the original ones there, the ones I remember. Fight, We Need a Hero, etc. Those songs I always loved listening to and remind me of my favorite episodes, and Ron Wasserman, or Ron W. Can't Spell, is awesome.
It would be funny if he misspelled spell.
I do also like Alpha Goes Aye Aye Aye, and he knows that I don't like it, because it's one of the most obnoxious songs I've ever heard in my life.
That's funny if he misspelled
it
Ron.
It was on the movie soundtrack.
Oh. I thought that he thought when Alpha just said Aye Aye Aye, it was a song. I'm like, that's not a song, it's just a nervous tick. Alpha's got some psychological issues.
A nervous tick. No. Look it up sometime when we're done with this. It's on the movie soundtrack, and it's really obnoxious and it's stupid.
No, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. So last but certainly not least is another one of our fans with three names, Ryan, Seth, Luke. They are definitely They are definitely some that stand out a bit from others. I mean, I couldn't begin to reminisce about the Lost Galaxy soundtrack, but certainly, as cliche as it sounds, the earlier seasons do have more music that stands out among the rest. Be it nostalgia or just the fact that Wasserman knew how to make memorable, if not a bit cheesy, sound to accompany the show. If I had to pick one, though, I'd probably go with an obvious answer, Operation Overdrive. Not that. I did a horrible, like, acting job there. Never that. What I actually meant was In Space. I always get those confused. The music really helped the season to feel overall more eventful, adding to the feel of the era coming to a close. While I most certainly love music from other seasons, old and new, In Space music just felt just narrowly beat out, if not the only... Oh, my God! Hold on, just slow down. The In Space music just narrowly beats them out, if only for the emotions that it carried with it and that became invested in the series alongside of it. So, I was reading lines down. So this is the part where we give our answers. We'll start down the panel. Brian? Randy?
Who's that? To win it.
That Ron Wasserman did it to win it.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know if I particularly want to pick it exactly, but MMPR Season 1 through In Space... Wasserman did a fantastic job making actual, like, lyrical songs? Tunes for the show and like Go or
is it, Go Busters,
Go Fly Win or whatever the hell it's called.
Oh yeah,
Go awesome Fight Win.
Go Power Ranger, Power Ranger.
Like, it's just it's all of the songs that he makes are really good and catchy and upbeat, and you just want to like go punch things. It's awesome, but
that's the dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun. I don't know, but yeah, definitely, kind of really enjoy those ones. Like, not so much the actual score, but in terms of like the music, those ones are the ones I remember the most. But
Brian doesn't know what a score is.
Waspinator likes the Beast Wars opening and.
Brian doesn't even know what a score is, so.
So? Screw you.
It's like when you take a sausage and you, like, put slashes in it so that it cooks better. Scoring.
I mean, I have to agree with that. Pretty much everything Colin said. Like,
if anyone knows about sausages, it's Dawson.
If only you knew. I don't think anybody here will get that but me. It's actually really funny if you knew me.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, and we don't know you, so.
You don't know certain things. Anyway.
Oh, God. I don't think I want to.
But yeah, Mystic Force was awesome.
Miss Nick Force, Brian.
SPD in particular was awesome. So, things like that. Just awesomeness all around.
Done? Or my turn? Or? Okay. So, I do definitely agree that Ron Wasserman's songs were really awesome, and it kind of is like basically like our version of what they have over in Japan every year with getting like character themes and stuff like that, which is really cool. But like in terms of the actual like non-lyrical music, I think my favorite overall just has to be Mystic Force. Right. Like, I think we talked about this in the Saban versus Disney thing we did, where I think that overall Disney did a better job with music, because like after Rosterman stopped in space, like it was just a lot of horns and shit, like and like really, I don't even remember it, but like Ninja Storm through like actually RPM didn't think that good of background music, but Ninja Storm through like Jungle Fury, I think with SPVD it really started, but they got really good background music that fit the tone of everything so well. And a lot of the times, like was particular with SPD and like Mystic Force, they used the theme songs like a springboard to like do instrumental and mess around with a little bit, and it was just really well done.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And I don't think they get enough credit for that.
Spoilers, they don't.
Those seasons were the only mediocre ones, but yeah, I have to go with Mystic Force.
Yeah, what he said.
He didn't watch Ghost Ager.
Fuck. No, I'm gonna go with I don't know. I like Brian's answer and songs and Tommy. Man, my answer is Tommy.
Okay.
I don't think I pay attention to it enough, like all the background shit.
I'm like the weird person on staff that pays attention to the background music and listens to the prison break background music.
Like, I mean, like I noticed it sometimes, like a lot of times, like in Mystic Force it was pretty noticeable, or like when they would do things like tell stories and it'd be all like epic. like they had like an epic, like
epic storytelling,
like that epic music they would use. But I don't really pay attention to it too much, so...
My two favorites are probably the Ninja Storm one with the headbanging, and then I love the like the instrumental thing they use for when the Mystic Force finisher happens. It's like, dun 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 dun, like shit's going down. So epic. They play that in the final, which was epic.
So much epic.
So much underpants.
Hells yes.
So much underpants.
Oh, that's the next R&R, Captain Underpants. The first time we're going to do a book series.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Still waiting for the next one to come out. It's not out yet.
I think there's something wrong with Dawson.
Come on, everybody read that.
I did not.
I did.
I read Captain Underpants.
First of all, I didn't even know Dawson could read, so... Because we've been perpetrating for years now that he can't.
I have read at least 3 books recreationally.
I don't think it's a drug.
Well, most books that I usually have to read are for school, so it's very rare.
I have recreationally read 3 books. Man, I used to read like 3 books a month. What?
It doesn't have enough pictures, and like there's not a moving. Even the pictures aren't enough. It's like your comic. I'm like, this isn't moving. Why am I not leaving?
Why am I not leaving? Help.
Such a child. Such a child.
Such a kid.
Such a kid. Anyway, enough of this. So now it's time for
Final Things.
Yep.
I got a thing. It's not final.
So,
sir. Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, that's your pod. Be sure to submit your Twitter questions at hashtag RR podcast question, aka Twitter and stuff.
It's at official R hashtag podcast question.
Oh, excuse me.
RR podcast hashtag questions, what the rather.
Hashtag forever Pikmons. Don't forget that one, too.
Yes.
I need to bring that back.
Forever.
And ever.
Forever and ever.
Have any other last minute announcements or anything?
Pikmots.
Wait, what did I want to do this one? Fuck. Thank you. Bye bye.
Are you dead yet?
Nope.
Damn. Let me know. Okay, Brian.
Hello, welcome to our season...
Fuck you, you whore.
Okay. Hello, welcome to our season 3, you're a episode dickhole. 10. Hello, welcome to our season... Fuck, I almost said season 10. Episode 3.
The streets, revolution!
Except I'm gonna burp.
Nope.
Burp.
Now the
burp
show's over.
Testa.
Burp testa do 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 pee do 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 burp testa burp 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 burp. Okay, so
that's probably like a growl. Be fair.
Anyway,
Woody Woodpecker's here. Awesome.
Okay.
King.
Okay.
King K. King. King K. Rool.
King Bibby. King shit! King Lord! Couldn't resist. God, this granola is good. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah. You can start.
Turtle power. Turtles got, or whatever it was.
Turtles counting off. 1, 2, 3, 4. Turtles. Mutant chain reaction. Turtles living underground. Ninjutsu action.
It's a shell
of a time.
That's risque for a children's show. It's a shell of a time. Oh my god.
That rhymes with hell.
One, if I don't know about hell. Martial arts. 2, never violence. Someone else starts. 3, always stick together no matter what. 4, follows fails, then it's time to kick butt.
Ding, 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 ding.
I love being a, I love being a, I love being a turtle. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Turtles count it off. 1, 2, 3, 4. Turtles. 1, 2, 3, 4. Turtles, there's no one better. Turtles, watch out for Shredder. Turtles, they're like no others. Turtles, those teenage brothers. I'm sorry, were we doing something else?
No, not at all.
Michelangelo is a party, dude.
What?
Is it like that was the original song?
Drunk.
It I just remember says. I picked up... God, which one was it? It was one of the GameCube games. And
okay. I know what you're about to say. I think, anyway.
They had
but I'm
the,
you say it.
Come the down. That the opening theme that you just sang from the 2003 show.
Yeah. I love
and,
that song.
Like, I got super addicted to that song.
The
And then I unlocked Turtles in Time and, like, had a boner. But.
The GBA TMNT 2003 game is, well, it's not only really fun, but it has the theme song in the beginning. It's really cool. I love that game. I want to play it now.
Anyone else think Turtles in Time is an amazing game?
Yes. It's like the best thing ever.
Thank you.
I love that game.
They had an HD remake for PS3 that I never ended up buying.
It comes with a Sly 5 demo. Oh, wait.
What?
No, apparently Ratchet & Clank Collection comes with a Sly 4 demo. I was doing a bit off of that.
Oh, okay.
Turtles counting off!
No, we counted the fuckers already.
Anyway.
Leonardo's always in control.
Yeah, that's because he's...
wise guy is Michelangelo.
Fucking pies and stuff.
Donatello, he's the brains of the bunch. Count on Raphael to throw the first punch.
He's the guy from 50 First Dates that's like, check out my pecs.
Now he is.
Well, yeah, but that's all.
I forgot he was in that movie.
That's the only one I remember him from.
I've seen it a bunch of times. You never saw Rudy?
No. It's the first time I've ever heard of that outside of being someone's name that's old.
You know, how have you ever seen Rudy? The actual Rudy came to my school when I was a kid.
He's an Adam Sandler crony. He's been in some
not movie. Rudy.
No, no. I think he was in 50 First Dates. Or no, Click.
Yeah.
Things got depressing.
Sean Astin Click? I don't remember.
He
was in The Lord of the Rings. He was in The Goonies. Did you see The Goonies?
No, but I've seen Lord of the Rings.
Please leave. Don't come back.
I've seen Lord of the Rings. They walked the whole time. I remember it.
Well, of course they walked the whole time. What else would they have done in that movie?
Yeah, that's right. And then they had Charlie, and he's like, not Penny's boat. What? See, then you don't know Lost. Then you get out. How do you not know not Penny's boat? That's famous.
I hope you die.
Apparently everyone has to get out. See you, folks.
Ryan, because he's recording this.
Apparently I'm all by myself now.
And you're a fag.
There's Alien, Ultimate Alien Season 2. No, shut up.
Yay! I win.
Maybe
it's all going in bloopers. Hi, bloopers. Hi, Kiefer. If you're still listening, you probably are because you're the only person listening this far into the podcast.
I think John listens too. I'm not sure if he listens anymore.
He didn't have time. He's watching like 150 TV shows at one time.
Why is there a Fall of Cybertron figure on Mandarake? This is dumb.
I like that one time you were like, damn you, Mandarake, for tempting me with things from my own country.
I know, it's stupid. Like, it makes me mad. Like, I find My Little Ponies on Mandarake, I'm like, son of a fuck.
Why are you looking at My Little Ponies on Mandarake?
Because you go to the new items
caught.
Scroll through it. That's caught. Why.
Scroll, duck! Sorry. No, they're not a threat. You just call them out and they're gone. Like, well, they have like the perfect disguise and they're all like, oh, we have green fakes. Like, that was stupid. Why'd you all reveal your faces? Could have that classic scene where we're like, no, I'm the real Captain America. No, I'm the real Captain America. And then everyone would have believed the Skrull version because his suit's more like the movie and that's what everyone knows. That almost makes me happy that they made that version evil. Like, no, almost. That does make me happy. Because I hate that. God.
They're there.
Just so stupid. At least they lawyered Iron Man. They changed their suit back. Like, oh, hell, you're going to go triangle? We're going circle. That's not how you play Hollywood Squares. Whatever. Just...
All of a sudden, his suit has a square now. Circle gets a square.
They just start playing Hollywood Squares with Iron Man.